This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Hola! Hola! Hold up. We on? Race Wars, baby. Back in the building. Back in the building. Kurt's not here because he's white and slow. That long, dumb torso. But we got Karen's back.
Yeah. Hello.
What's up, Kay?
Hello, Z's.
Annie's here.
All right.
Sup?
Take your shades off, money.
No, motherfucker. I'm keeping these sunglasses on all night.
And we got a special guest. You got to pronounce your name for me again.
My name's Arvind.
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 Yes.
I nailed it.
No.
You're like, Arvind. Arvind.
Arvind.
We don't roll the R. Yeah.
You don't roll the R?
No, we don't.
Okay, so say it one more time for me.
Arvind.
Now say your whole name.
No, I won't.
Do you use your whole name?
We don't use the whole name. It's so awkward when you guys want the last name and we don't give a fuck about it. So.
Okay, now you do stand up. You do stand up.
I do have one, yeah, but we don't use it at all.
You do stand up in India?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now south or north? Because I know you like the Crips and the Bloods over there.
We do it across India, but predominantly the people who watches are South Indians, though.
Okay, nice. And Brooke's here, too. Brooke, you got a mic?
I'm sharing with Karen.
That's right. Both you girls. Put your mouths close
girls,
to that black mic.
Two girls, one mic.
It was like when we were all living in the same place, me, Karen, Kurt. But it wasn't a mic.
Arvind.
Yes.
Yes! I said it right.
No, I just acknowledged.
Oh, you just acknowledged it, but I still said it wrong?
I'm not giving you the peace of mind yet.
Now, do you do stand up also in America, in New York, and while you're here?
Yes, I did. In stand up NY.
Now, how's it translating? How's the crowds different or whatever?
No, it's pretty much the same brown people wherever you go.
Oh, so you follow Aziz?
I try to, but no, not really.
But you got mixed crowds here in the city, right? When you perform in the city?
No, we don't.
Oh, it's all Indian crowd.
It's just Indians. I mean, occasionally the white boyfriend or the white girlfriend they bring
right.
along just so that they get their initiation into the Indian culture. So,
yeah.
So every joke I just break it down to the white guy, and it sounds even funnier when I have to explain it to him in Indian English, though. So.
Yeah, it's always funny when we belittle white people.
He has to put up with it because the girlfriend's judging him. So,
yeah. So what do you mean by Indian English? Are you speaking Indian English right now, or is this just English?
You need
English?
To tell me. Does it sound horrible?
If so, no, yeah. But you said Indian English.
Yeah, I mean,
like that's a different thing.
Yeah, because when I go on stage, I don't speak this way. I put on a character. It's almost like you can see the Indian.
You turn your Indian up 30%.
Exactly.
Okay, like when because Jamaicans get
dancing.
Around Jamaicans.
It's he like answers customer
have you seen Kumar?
Questions.
So you.
Hello, can I help you?
Pretty much like a call center on stage. A call center on stage, yeah.
Now, do you feel like you have to do that on stage?
I feel comfortable doing that on stage than this because this is probably, I have to be on top of my game. That I can be grammatically incorrect and incoherent and I don't give a fuck. They like it.
Right. So it's like just a character that you do on stage.
Yeah, I mean, in India, we do look down, at least the mainstream Indian crowd in the urban cities, tend to look down upon anyone who speaks great English because you're like, hey, white guy.
Oh.
Stop being,
so it's kinda like
stop being too posh.
Oh.
So you speak the Indian English, you're okay.
They hate each other. These Indians just like black people. It's like, why are you sounding all white for? Sound more Indian.
But can you just talk in Indian English for a minute? Because I don't understand.
It's like being asked to do a bit, isn't it? Karen, you can't.
I'm asking not about the character. I'm asking about Indian English. I just think it's so interesting.
I don't know.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I don't think I can switch. I don't think I can switch like that.
Sally sold seashells.
So we do have Betty bought some butter, but some butter.
Butter.
We do that shit, but yeah. Probably, okay, let me do it. I'll do the Indian version of that. Just Betty bought some butter, but the butter was bitter. Betty bought some better butter to make the bitter butter better butter. See?
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God, I would love...
Wait, that whole thing was about butts, right?
I would love Indian English to be said into my clit.
Wow.
I'm not sharing this on social media. Yes.
Now,
you're
wait
about
a minute.
To get a lot of new female fans.
Yeah, calm down, white bitches.
That was like a Woody Woodpecker sound.
Have you ever dated a white girl that's out of control like this?
It's hard enough trying to date an Indian girl. If I get a white girl.
I had an Indian girlfriend for a couple years here in New York City.
How'd it go?
It was great. She was great.
Okay.
Her father was like a CFO in some dumb company in India. Look how your face lit up. So when he saw her CFO, he was like, ooh, Her parents must be very proud.
No, he was surprised.
Yeah.
Shocked. You got someone so good, yeah. That, way out of the league.
So was I. I was shocked too, but I did everything too. I didn't let that hold me back. So what? I didn't earn it.
I took my sunglasses off because I felt like I was having trouble connecting.
Oh.
Sherrod.
You couldn't see me, is what you said.
Annie, I don't think that's why you were having trouble connecting.
So you never dated anything but an Indian girl. You gotta mix it up, man. You can't just date one thing.
That's true.
Definitely not in New York City. You gotta mix up everything. That's why it was one of the greatest parts about growing up in New York City is that you got to date everybody. You be on a train, you can run into a Puerto Rican girl, Dominican girl, Jamaican girl, white girl, Jewish girl, only one on the coast.
Okay, then. But
you should know. I think that you should date Indian girls to impress your mom.
It's just too much.
You should date Indian girls to impress your mom, and you should fuck other girls to impress your dad.
Yes!
I'm not sure if India's open to the idea of fucking yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just hand jobbies?
Just Punjabis, yeah. But yeah.
Is no fuck scene like in a dating type of Tinder? Is it Tinder?
Yeah, Tinder is probably prevalent in, say, the odd metro, which is like you can count a handful of metros where Tinder is quite a thing.
Like
whereas
in
India, I guess in US it's all over, right?
Yeah.
It's not like just New York or LA, right? Mm-mm. So in India, you probably have like some, say, four cities that you can handpick where you can say Tinder would be something that's quite prominent.
Do they have Tinder for arranged marriages?
Nah. We have websites for that. It's called TamilMatrimony.com.
It's called Dad Swipes Left.
Exactly. Our parents do the swiping right and left.
Oh, my God.
What if they pick a real uggo for you?
There was an MTV show about that once. Oh. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I hope my daddy likes titties.
Please, titties, I do. Please,
hope that runs in the family. Was so your parents have? Do they have an arranged situation?
So like my brother, I have an elder brother. He's 3 years older than me. He's 32,
right?
And he's still single, and he's not dated anyone in his life.
In his life?
Yeah.
What kind of names do you call him?
No, we just call him an average South Indian. That's all.
They don't date and have like he's a virgin.
I'm not sure. I should check on that. We don't speak about those things back in India.
Really?
Really?
Your older brother don't tell you what a pussy
is? Crunchy ass socks.
A billion people and you guys don't talk about fucking? You're just all constantly
probably
doing
at least in my family. So we have way too many too many types of families. In my family, I don't go and talk to my brother about, hey, who do you fuck last night? No.
Who do you high five?
So here's a question. Who taught you about sex? Your parents? I know that ain't right.
So we have this, I don't know if it's here. It's called Star World.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
That's where Michael Jackson jerks you off.
No. That's our first and biggest exposure to the Western world. So
Star
we got
Wars.
Signed for Star World. It's like, how do you put it? It's like Star Movies. It's a Rupert Murdoch's company. And it's like a TV channel. And we got no Friends and Seinfeld and Frasier. Okay. And everybody loves Raymond. And we get
they
all
taught
the
you
stuff
about sex.
For like... So that's how you get to know, okay, so people make out even if they're not married. That's how this works.
Oh, my God. Actually, when we get married, we stop making out. That's when we start making out with people we've met on Thrinder.
So whatever the rules I know on dating is through friends, okay? So I still don't know if Ross...
Like Jennifer Aniston.
What Ross did was right or not. I'm still, like, I'm on the fence on that one.
They were on a break.
I'm still not sure about that.
So what taught your parents how to have sex? Happy Days? Like Fonzie? It's like your father just took his thumb out and I sat on it.
He got a lot of leather jackets.
Well, so I'll give you an idea of what my biology teacher taught me in my sex education class.
Okay.
Or rather, we don't have sex education classes. I'm sure that's something, you have something exclusively for that, right?
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
So we tend to sweep it under the carpet here. Yeah? So we have our classes on reproductive system, the chapter in biology, in our 8th grade or 9th grade, you tend to go into reproductive system. So the biology teacher, when she has to take the class, normally what happens, she comes about 25 minutes early to class just to seal the entire place and close the doors and she...
Seal the windows?
Every freaking thing. And then she puts all the girls to the one end of the classroom and boys to the other end of the classroom.
Okay, this isn't getting sexy
now. What
does
she seal with her pussy juice?
Wow.
No, just making sure nobody walks in when she's going to give us this big, you know, it's like one huge, huge deal for
her. Does she show you her own or something?
Why do they make it such a big deal? Like, if they're making it such a big deal, that's going to make it awkward for the kids.
And what's even more awkward is the analogies they give you. So they never talk to you about the real thing. So, for example, if you take the textbook of our biology textbook and you open the male and the female anatomy diagrams, you have a look at it. You know what they cover the private parts with? Just so the students don't get the wrong picture.
A leaf?
What?
No, fruits and vegetables. Close enough.
Wow. Who gets fruits and who gets vegetables?
It's just like mix the watermelon and tomato and carrot. And
Mine's like those little cuties would cover mine.
I didn't know that India was full of a billion Orthodox Jews.
Wait a minute.
There's so many of us.
This is in the biology book they covered it up?
Yep.
In the science book?
Yep.
Holy.
And we were a school filled with vegetables.
Mississippi.
We were a school full of vegetarians. So if you put vegetables out there so you can understand.
Did it make you feel weird about vegetables?
Kind of, yeah.
Did you get all into them?
So basically what you're saying is your sex education was last night with me, Barry, and Kurt. When you saw our show.
What you taught me on assholes opened up my world on assholes. Yeah.
Now, how long you been in New York City?
About 3 days now.
Just got here.
But this is not my first time.
Okay, okay.
I've been here 2014 and performed here as well. Same stand up NY.
How long are you here for?
I'm here for about 5 more days. I've been here for about 50 days now.
Now, you walk around New York City, right? You see the city, you see the buildings, fucking subway. You see girls.
Yeah.
Do you ever think, hey, I would like to smooch that one?
What happens in New York City?
Or dudes, whatever. Like, whatever you want to do.
Stays in New York City. Yeah, except for the chlamydia I bring back to my country.
I'm like, you walk around and you are, like, attracted to people walking around the city.
Of course, but then you also know that, hey, I mean, I've noticed that all the New York girls tend to know if you're a New Yorker or not. So I don't know how they find that out. So I don't even try giving them the looks because they're like, they can see it coming.
But some are
into that. We want someone who's leaving. More than anyone. We're New Yorkers. We're busy. We're doing shit. We're boss bitches. We don't want a fucking boyfriend bringing us down. We want a guy we fuck who goes back to his country.
That's what Trump said. But yeah, okay.
We want him to build a wall and go jump over it.
So we know it's a class system in India.
I'm sorry?
Class?
No, it's called the caste system.
The caste. Okay. Now, does that affect your comedy in any way when you're on stage?
So that's what I make fun
of. You make fun of the, what caste do you make fun of? The lower caste?
The caste that you tend to make fun of your own caste because that's the only thing that you are entitled to make fun of because anybody else will probably kill you. So, Jewish comics make fun of Jews, right? And of course, the occasional black jokes here or there. We can't even.
Whoa! How come they can make black jokes but they can't make it caste jokes?
Nah, we can't. So I come from the privileged an upper caste. And
you had servants, didn't you? Because my ex-girlfriend, she has servants over there.
Used to, not anymore.
What happened?
We can't afford them, that's all.
We can't afford them anymore?
We can't afford. Not because we think it's wrong or anything. Nah.
Yeah. I just ran out of money.
So you said they'll kill you. So what you're saying is like, Indian men are virgins but murdered. They're like, we murder things, just not pussies. Just each other people.
So what was...
Is that violent? Are you guys violent?
What was this whole on the bus thing? You know that bus situation that went around in India?
Yeah.
Which one?
The girl who got attacked on a bus by a whole bunch of men.
It was a really unchill bus situation over there.
I mean, the worst bus ride ever.
It's or terrifying. The best. You don't know whose side you're on.
Oh, look, a late face.
A lady boy.
I've seen you somewhere. Hello.
Kurt's just walking into the building.
How's the Crosstalk Express going?
Pretty
in.
Good.
Well, I've made
good.
Sure to interrupt everyone.
Yes.
So it's not like...
We're talking to... don't say it. Adesanya.
Aravind?
Aravind!
His name's not hard at all, man.
No.
I met him last night. He got some special training last night.
You just used all those biblical names, Kurt. That's why you're like, Aravind.
No, you could say... He just pronounces it like a fucking dick. But like a Tamil... What is it? Tamil? Did you tell them?
I didn't tell them that. They didn't ask me all the important questions. They've just been asking about who I've been banging in New York.
Yes! Like, so, that's important to us.
And we're not accepting no as an answer.
How white are your dreams?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what?
How wet are they?
Are you, can I ask you something? Do you want to perform for not just Indian audiences?
I'm sure.
Of course.
Yes. When
my life doesn't depend on it, yes, for sure. Right now, I'm so busy consolidating what I've gotten going in terms of the Indian market.
Right.
But of course, I know it's like he said last night, there's no better lesson in stand up than the bad shows or the tough shows. Yeah. It's so easy now walking up to an Indian crowd right now doing, because they all know of me. My YouTube videos became viral, so they turn up in big numbers and they'd laugh at every line. But I know that's hardly much effort as trying to convince a group of people who don't share the same common context as you, but trying to make sense of your ideas to them. That's the challenge I want to take up. But then,
well, it's not that great. I do it every night. It's not that great.
Wow. Okay. First of all, your accent sounds
my
like
mic, out of my mic sounds funny.
It didn't sound good to
okay,
me.
Good.
Your accent sounds like you're falling down the stairs. So that's your first hurdle. Yeah, dude. We were talking last night. I met him and his buddy Ashwand.
Ashwan.
Oh, you're so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kurt is not good. He was in the mirror saying both these names over and over again like a psychopath.
No, he was in front of the mirror with a mangina, okay?
Edavan. He's taking his notes.
No, I'm going to show you. Here's how he spelled it. See, if you see it spelled, it's easy.
Yeah, it looked like a fucking Soul Train scramble board.
Aravind.
No, don't do my last name. No.
No, you know, they don't say the last name.
We don't use our last names and you make it so awkward for us.
Wait, hold on.
So just call me Essay. That'll be perfectly fine.
So don't say
Essay. Essay is my stage name. Yeah.
Is it like
all right? Essay.
My stage name is Essay.
Like all. The Mexicans say.
Yeah, I feel like you didn't earn it. Yeah.
Is it? Hold on.
That type of brand.
Are you like Rumpelstiltskin? I can't say your name. Are you...
Do you just not want people to find you on this podcast, or what?
Well, you know,
I'm sure my brother wouldn't want to see this podcast after the questions you've asked.
You're 5 years.
I'm here and I'm available if he's interested in learning.
You're 5 years. Comic, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, no, Aravind is he's got a certain rugged handsomeness, I feel like.
But he's not using it in a big city. He's going back to the hotel
matter,
and beating off to a six-armed fucking elephant.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Boy, it could be a two-armed elephant.
You 5 years in, right?
Yeah.
In comedy.
Yeah.
And most of that market, except you told me the problem is there's so many little towns and shit in India that, like, you could go to the next, province or something? They have no idea who you are, and you're, like, the most famous guy in this one. Because India is huge. People, it's like a continent and a country, right?
So, yeah, pretty much. So, So there are, like, in terms of big languages, there are about five or six in India that has a lot of urban population. So stand-up is big in India only in the urban centers, right?
Right, and those
languages. So that's like, 10% of India maybe? The urban centers, I mean. So in that 10%, I probably play to about 5%.
Okay.
Or like the cities in the southern half of India. Because we speak a language that's called Tamil, and that's pretty popular out there. But when you go up north, so if I go up north and perform in an urban center there, the Tamils there would tend to come.
Right. But everybody else.
Tamils would be everywhere.
How many Tamils are there here? A lot?
That's why I have my mind. Please Google that.
Is a Tamil a taxi that's a camel?
No. That's what MIA. MIA was like. Remember MIA the rapper?
Mm-hmm.
She's a Tamil, right?
Yeah, MIA's a...
MIA, yeah, she's Tamil.
The rapper.
The type of person?
He's talking about the rapper the rapper from London.
It's like where someone's from, a type
The rapper from London.
Yo, guys, crosstalk is crazy.
Yeah, the rapper the rapper from London, MIA. You don't know her?
Let me give you someone from my city who you'd know of. Have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah.
So Slumdog Millionaire won the Oscar for the music, right?
Is that his Indian name, Slumdog Millionaire?
Do they call him Slummy?
That's actually his last name. That's
why
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Wait, who? Which one? The young kid in one of you?
No. So the music, the guy, the composer behind Slumdog Millionaire. His name is A.R. Rahman. So he won the best OST, I guess, for Slumdog Millionaire, and he's from my city.
He won an Oscar for that.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm sure he walk around your city wearing that fucking Oscar like he's the king of the town, don't he?
No, we did it for him. He does. He's too nice a guy to do that.
Oh, I wanted to get some dirt out on him.
You have a lot to learn about their culture.
I dated an Indian girl for 3 years.
You didn't date her.
She
banged
Tamil?
Her for 3 years.
Was no. She was
Stop
whatever.
Saying you dated her. You banged her for 3 years.
No, we
and
dated.
And her dad found out and asked you to get lost. Yeah.
No, I knew her.
No.
He's
good.
Keep in mind, I'm as famous as you are here as you are back in your country.
I love to do my...
I know seen viral videos.
What? Viral?
Wait one at a time. Sherrod, I doubt that, okay? I doubt that. He teamed up with Indiana Jones to save his whole village. Now,
he's that little boy.
How much would you say, because you're only 5 years in, is it like, and I didn't understand this until I used to, my roommate's girlfriend was Filipino, and I can't remember what comic I was talking about, but she explained to me, like, you know, in the Philippines, they just want to have a comic that's Filipino, and they don't get, like, is there a lot of that where it's like, we just want to have our guy,
you know,
and you
doing
could
American
that.
Things? Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Yeah. It's doing American things. Yeah. And why
I gotta show him an Indian that was smashing through his fam, his Indian families.
You know,
make you nice and upset.
You know, a great thing you could try in India is like
sex,
yelling at the Kama
that's
Sutra
doing
people.
The American thing, all right.
No, he was saying they don't have sex.
Well, come on, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
There's about 1 billion of us. Not all can be rape victims, right?
No, but you meant
the
you
only
meant,
sex I have is rape.
This is not about the public transit system. There.
Is Indian style jerking off when you jerk off with both of your hands and also both of your feet?
What? Okay, I see what you're going for with that. That's a Hindu jerk off. You're not getting it right.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you're yeah. Not sharing this Jew. On my page ever. Okay.
I'm just trying to understand different cultures.
Wait, so...
Oh, different cultures. So
the first culture you need to understand is the American one, which tends to exaggerate the Asian ones.
Here's my ex-Indian right here.
No way.
But she...
Yes,
yeah.
Way. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
yeah, 3 years. Remember, yeah.
No
yeah.
Way.
She's not, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's a, she, by the way.
And I was running through your fucking peoples. No, it's look at true. That.
I know.
That is very
raw
convincing.
Dog.
No. That's right.
Yeah, that's my ex. My ex. You know, remember that.
Wait, listen.
I do remember yeah. Her.
Did you see that?
That's way. A,
and she's in another
I
cast.
I want y'all to see it. She's in the upper cast.
That's an upper cast.
Not anymore.
She would have looked
you
down at
you. You dicked her right out of that one.
Did I ever.
Black dicked
her. Sherrod banged her out of Brahmin.
Is she American Indian? Then she's not Indian.
No, she's Indian. She was born there. I ruined your country. Hey, I ruined your women, nigga.
Ashwan. That's right. No, she's no longer Indian. You got it.
Not after what I did.
Yeah. But now, how much...
Introduce her to the Silk Road, if you know what I'm talking about. That's anal. That's anal, by the way.
That's what I call my butthole, and that's what I think.
But I had a few Indian ex-girlfriends. Yeah, a bunch of them. Nice yeah. Girls, nice families. They like
here's
me.
Here's the point of
TV.
America.
I'm not sure if they like you. I'm still
they
not
love
sure.
Me. I still talk no, to a brother. Man,
listen.
Still talk to a brother.
Yeah, don't listen. You can't. I mean, I was there for it. He's not lying to you.
Charming.
But there's another. When you charming. Said a guy doing American shit, that was interesting to me because what is that? It's because movies and shit, they're like, is that how it gets to India? We're like, we want one of our guy who does that American shit.
Not really in the sense. Most of our Western culture comes from the American world, right? Especially the American
more than thing. England, more than England.
Of course. Yeah. Like I was just explaining to them, like the kids of the 80s and or at least in the 90s, our right. Exposure to the Western world was Friends. Everybody loves Raymond, Seinfeld, and
right.
And How I Met Your
any
Mother.
Any black
and,
shows?
Like
Cosby.
Nah. Martin. How about Martin?
It was about a doctor Martin slash bus best. Driver.
You didn't watch Martin?
No, it was
Sanford and Son?
It wasn't on air.
You need to get on Sanford and Son. You need a little comedy.
You didn't have an Untouchables network?
Nah.
Flip is India, Wilson, motherfucker.
Is is India
small
like,
wonder years.
Hold on. Is black shit outside of hip hop? Is
all
black
white
shit popular
shit.
Too? Is which? It? Because that sounded like all kind of white shit.
It is all yeah, white stuff.
It's all white stuff.
You is never it, do you get black movies like really funny ones like Precious or like Hotel Rwanda is a fun one.
That is
so fun. I was staying there last week. The rooms are better than you think, man.
No, that guy kept the hotel up through the whole thing.
Oh, he did. Yes, that was like, yeah.
Whatever happens, we will still have towels every day.
Don like, Cheadle.
I want to sit in one where they threw one of the bodies. Out the it's children's like, bodies.
Oh, you know what I always like to do if we have an Indian guest, talk shit about Gandhi now because everybody always brings up Gandhi like he's
racist.
The best guy.
He's racist.
Everybody I know from India always like Gandhi's not.
He didn't like the blacks.
So yeah. Where are you? What do you say? Mm-hmm. This is a segment called Talk Shit on Gandhi. If you got anything about Gandhi, something about his sleeping with his niece.
You got a glass chin. Punk motherfucker Gandhi. Can't
is,
take a
is
punch.
Is there an anti-black thing just in... Because hip-hop, I know, is popular everywhere, right? But the shows you mentioned were white shows. Like, is there a thing like, don't be black? Like,
yeah, we're more racist than you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we talked about this last night. This is what people don't get about whiteness. Like, because you could trace it. Because white people are just a mix of African and Asian.
Because here's the thing. The British, the white British made the Indians hate themselves and hate anybody who looked like them. Just like
well,
they did around the globe.
They had it before that, man. Asians...
Around the globe.
Listen, whiteness... Chinese learned how to write before everybody. You know that, right?
Like yes, definitely.
Okay.
Calligraphy.
The shit that you call white shit, or that I call white shit, like passive aggressive, not saying what you mean, as opposed to
I don't
that's
think
like,
that's white shit.
Look, if you go far enough white, it turns Asian.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like Japan, God was telling us last night, our animated friend, that people can't say no to you in Japan because it's like losing face. So they can't be direct. So he'll ask for something, and the guy can't do it. He can't just say no. He has to go, well, maybe you have a different idea. Because if he says no, and all he has to do is say no, but he can't. That kind of duplicitous shit, which is not even mean, but it's like, I don't understand that. That's like ultimate whiteness to me. That's what Asia is to me. Like you turn the white. And even people looking at the world, they always look at white people like the top. Like we don't score at the top.
No.
The Asians do.
Right.
And what white people at this period in history, maybe I guess, happen to have the most colonial shit, but... Everybody's a budding white person inside around the world. And it's not like, you know, they're waiting for their turn at the white plate that they had at one point. And then you get these people that think there's a real, like, well, he's beneath you. Like, anybody I met that was any kind of Indian ever was, they were like, no, we're kind of like better than you, white people. Like, we have to kind of do what you do because you're the closest thing to not animals to us because we're, I've always seen that. And I don't know if, I think people aren't exposed to those countries.
Well, it depends
don't
on the Indian
thing.
Person, too. It depends on the person, just like anywhere else.
Yeah.
everybody's not thinking like that.
I meant there's a cultural thing.
I see what you're saying.
And especially a patriarch, when you talk about patriarchal shit, like, how much of this shit is, like, we were talking last night, dude, of Indian comics I know that were supposed to have been a foot doctor by now. But they were in comedy, and their father's like, "You could have been out of school." like, how much of that shit's driving you? Where you got to show that you can earn income with this?
I can tell you, like, so many of my colleagues, like their girlfriends would have.
Colleague Mustafa, he's a Muslim comic.
I know. Not
your colleague.
Colleague Sheikh Mohammed.
is that Indian English or British English? I don't know. So you ask me.
Yeah.
That's right. Probably my Indian English coming out.
Yeah. All right.
So you say colleagues, I say colleagues. But anyways.
It's not bad, your English, man.
So the girlfriends have a tough time selling their comic boyfriends to their father because it's not.
Right.
There are about 25 of us in the entire country for one million people.
Oh, yeah. You should talk to this Jew. Same fucking deal. Not until I got health insurance was it okay with her.
Still wasn't okay.
Because in India, we still do arranged marriage, right? So even if you fall in love with someone and you date them, you still have to go through the arranged marriage system. Most of them do. So as opposed to saying, fuck this shit, I'll do it on my own. If you want, you're
invited to the wedding. So they fake that it was arranged. You fall in love with somebody, your parents go, we're arranging it.
There are many who do that. So there are many who fall in love, but then they'll just make up the shit in a way where let the parents meet each other and feel like, hey, we started the whole thing.
Right. You have to do a fucking Disney twin comedy movie.
Does it ever happen?
You have to parent trap your...
You know what? you know what that's called? It's got a name.
What is it called?
It's called arranged love marriage.
Arranged love marriage.
I have a question.
So there's love marriage, there's arranged marriage, and there's arranged love.
But what about if you fall in love with someone and then your parents stop to arrange you with someone else? Do you have to just dump your other...
Like when you fell in love with Ashwander, what happened? I'm joking. What? Was there a... Can he go on the Aaron Mike?
That'll be illegal in India.
Falling
in love with Ashwander will be illegal in India.
Oh, we don't have one. Because his buddy is who...
Wait, what would be illegal?
Falling in love with Ashwander would be illegal.
Like if you...
No gay, like gay?
And it's so many gay dudes in India.
Hey, I hear you message loud
and clear. I think all the gay dudes in India are gay. I'm like, how would you... What are y'all talking about?
I don't think gay. Listen, man. I don't think
here's
gay.
Here's the thing, though.
It's the gayest shit I ever saw in my life.
Wait, what's gay?
It's the whole country.
Oh, you're talking about the... Because everything's a musical?
Yeah. It's everybody's not like, snapping it's and dancing.
that's a different...
Everybody's snapping and dancing.
No, that's just they have colors.
Meanwhile, Ashwarya Rai making a dance.
They have many colors.
Who was the sexiest woman in the world that Ashwarya... What was her name?
It
was
Aishwarya.
Yes. Oh. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I jerk off to everybody around the world.
Well, I bought you
Ashwarya Rai. Yes,
a globe of vaginas on it.
My ex-girlfriend loved her. Love that girl. She's beautiful, though.
Since we're talking about homosexuality, I think it's part of Indian culture, but we don't realize it because...
You don't realize it?
It's something we promote.
You don't promote it or you do? I'm sorry.
We do it indirectly, but we don't realize... My tongue is firmly in my cheek, but my point is that, you see, when you...
It clear. You're saying it's officially not good, but indirectly they kind of promote homosexuality.
Of course, I'm being a tad sarcastic there because when we're kids in school, we're told not to talk to the opposite sex.
Right. No, that makes
sense.
So
if you don't talk to the opposite sex, all you're going to do is talk to the same sex.
Right.
So
you get prison sex. It's prison sex, man.
Prison rules. Yeah.
That's what happens.
So you get conditioned not to talk to girls.
Yeah, because you're like, hey, stay away, don't date, don't talk to women, it's blah, blah, blah.
But you must have such mean crushes on girls because of that.
You must have an acid store
to buy acid. What's a
mean
crush?
Just like a really intense, you must get really intense crushes on girls.
No, I can jerk off, it's fine.
Yeah. I know. Are you allowed to?
Yeah, it's fine.
You're allowed to jerk off.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, listen, we've taken everything.
They do allow
just once a week. You just go.
But
to
you can't call your hand a girl's name.
No, we just write. We just take a knife and put it on there.
I carve a notch for each wasted seed. no, that's why they got, you know, every guy I know coming back from the war that's been going on for, I guess, 30 years now.
What war?
Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
All the people coming back always have a story about how the guys are all fucking, because, you know, women are for babies, boys are for pleasure. Dude, that old fucking chestnut.
And, is it that rule in India?
Nah. Oh.
No.
Women are for sandwiches in India.
Women are a kind of sandwich there.
Oh, nice.
No, I mean, that's a shocking thing.
So what is it with a homosexuality? When is that ignorant shit? When are they going to get past
that's a lot of the world, man.
So there's no gay married men in India?
No chance.
But it's two gay men living together somewhere. And they probably say, hey, we're buddies, we're teammates.
Nah. Now they can't. They can't even come out in the open about it. No.
What's the penalty? Is it like a legal thing?
I haven't. I
like
don't.
We used to have jail.
I don't want to quote some wrong legal stuff here, but there's the I.
Would it be nationwide or would each little?
It'll be nationwide.
It would be nationwide.
Nationwide. There's no
federal. Federal charges on the second deck if you're a man.
Yeah. If you indulge in fornication from the same sex, yeah, that your
Dude, isn't that amazing?
But what that's about a, mouthy mouth?
Mouth, you oral sex.
Oral.
Any of his ways, Catholic. No, I don't.
Can they call it oral yoga?
That's the title of the episode. Oral yoga. That's a great title.
And what's with you guys in yoga?
It's
something I've always wanted to ask you.
Oh,
what's with you and yoga?
You're talking
trying
about
to suck our own dicks.
When you say you,
we just want to know if you've opened your throat chakra.
It is to suck our own dicks. That's a great.
No, I think American white people just got duped. Yo. On his yoga, and nobody in India is like,
no.
Fuck
you. Dude, hold
it's
on.
It's kind of like,
this
no.
is the white woman connection to India that's deeper than the Beatles connection.
It's like
to
egg
India.
Rolls.
Guys, I just heard
when the
for
Beatles
the
and white women
India
discovered
India.
But it's kind of like egg rolls. Like egg rolls, Chinese people don't know fucking egg rolls. They don't fuck with it. But here in America, it's like, hey, it's Chinese food.
But
it's like a yoga. That's how I look at yoga. Like in India, they're not really doing it like they're doing it in America.
So wait, how are you doing it in America apart from morning to
we suck
after
our
work?
Dicks.
They go after work. There's a whole bunch of soccer moms. They take their little fucking pads with them.
Oh,
that's yoga.
No. Yoga's awesome.
No women are allowed to do it in India.
So in India,
only straight men.
In India, it's for the senior citizens predominantly.
See?
Yeah. It's not a kind of karate.
Because most of them can't, and if they have a body ache or something, I mean, they're too old to bloody strengthen themselves. So just do yoga.
So it's an exercise for people that can't do exercise, is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
But how come yoga, all these chicks that do yoga got nice, fine yoga asses? Do the old people have great asses in India? Is that what it is?
Yoga's hard.
Yeah, so you got all these old people.
It's so hard
asses.
That the elderly do it in India.
it's calming and you connect to your breath so you don't notice how hard it is. But it's hard. You're sore as fuck
well,
the next day.
So he's like, not an old
mostly
man.
Mostly in your
so
asshole.
Aravind is not old. He doesn't know it. He does so jujitsu.
Like, no, but I have done
like
yoga. It's not hard at all. No.
No,
like,
but here's
like,
the question.
It's just
like
soft
yoga
white
pants
shit that you're
known
propagating.
As grandma pants? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Are yoga pants known as grandma pants?
In India?
Yeah.
So in India,
you don't have yoga pants.
Yeah. None of your friends in India do yoga, like your young friends.
Younger? No, none of us. Unless they're a pansy, of course.
You dumb white bitches.
Wait.
I'm not doing it to become Indian. I'm doing it because it makes me feel good and I look like fucking awesome.
Well, you looked awesome before, baby.
And apparently because you're old is what.
You've only known me since I've been doing yoga.
I've been stalking you on social media.
Karen?
Brooke will tell you about
you're
that.
You're old now.
I'm thinking about all of this carefully.
Yeah, because you've been going to yoga all the time.
Yeah, I
mind,
mean...
Mind, body... Look, it says stretching feels great.
Should
it's exercise. It's isometric
should
exercise.
I goes really? Like, he's not looking at my feeble white body that would be ideally suited
hold
to
on,
yoga.
Karen goes to the gym
who's
constantly.
Shocked?
Wait, you go to the gym constantly. It's amazing every time a thing, like a door or a suitcase, she suddenly... That gym was for nothing. I can't. Can you get the door?
No,
like you just came back from the gym. What do you exercise?
That's
she's
why my
sucking
muscles
dick.
Are so weak.
No, but yoga, this is why yoga is good. It's because you have to connect each movement to a breath, right? So you're not thinking about anything. So it's like an hour where you're just moving and breathing and you're not, your brain is turned off.
And a lot
then
of
they read you a famous so quote.
Like
yeah, listen,
it's delightful.
A lot of old people don't get that kind of attention exercise. So you're right. Okay. You just said what it is in India. Do
I mean, the other second part of what yoga is in India is what she just said, which is you just speak bullshit.
Yeah,
that's
straight from the Indian's mouth.
Thank you. I knew
it first.
You just make up shit on the fly and make it sound all
hey,
cool, and it's yoga. I'm
dude,
like,
as long as they got these sweet yoga asses, I don't care if it's for old people.
I
in
go
India.
Donation based. I spend $2.
I say like
great.
These. Listen, I say like these white women believe any dumb shit they want because the proof is in the asses they come
but
out
also,
with.
But
also, then we
think...
can bend our legs over. Do you know what I mean? It's like stop acting like yoga isn't the best thing that happened to you guys.
Don't do that with me. You'll die.
It ain't
I
the best it. Thing that happened.
I stared at him after I said that.
I kind of ignore that, yeah. I still remember your prison jokes from last night. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Oh, you came to the actual show.
Yes.
That must be a real shock. You seeing Indian movies where you can't kiss, then seeing Kurt set.
Yeah, did you know Kurt does a closing out where he sucks Barry Crimmins' dick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not new.
Yeah, it's not new. They weren't pro with it.
So is Barry really vegetarian?
Is he what?
Vegetarian?
Yeah.
Why? Because
this is what he said.
No, are you vegetarian?
Yes, I am.
But you saying you wouldn't be if you had a choice?
So like I said, there's this caste system. So I grew up in the community that we brought up as vegetarians. So right.
Can you actually say as textbook penises?
Wait,
was that?
What?
Because of the vegetables?
Shut up. Shut up.
Wait, just the word you said is what? It's a cast. Did you say it's a cast?
Cast.
Yeah, his cast.
What
they
cast
were, grown
were
up?
You again?
We are called the Brahmins.
The Brahmins.
Oh,
you
that's the high cast.
That's the oppressors.
I thought they were.
Yeah, wait, the hold on. Brahmins in the house, motherfucker.
We are the assholes of the caste system. We're like Jews. We're the Jews, yeah.
Now
we're the Jews.
Yeah. I thought you were
then you're not the top.
We're the Jews of it. I thought you would be whiter, honest to God. I thought the Brahmins were like his ex-girlfriend. It's not even skin color based.
She will look down on you.
No, it's the Brahmins. The Brahmins would ideally like to associate themselves with the fairer skin. So if there's a dark skinned Brahmin, he's fucked.
So are you?
That's like the worst combination. It's like.
So you gotta stay.
Are
out
you
the
considered
sun.
Light skinned or dark skinned Brahmin to there?
I'm considered a fair skinned Brahmin. Yeah.
No shit. We got Home Depot paint swatches. We
oh,
like
they get
to use
darker
here.
Than me. Oh, they get darker than me over there.
Sherrod, yeah. I said bring
much
your,
darker.
Sherrod, so get your measuring bag. It's time to test how brown people
it's
are.
It's next to my shine kit.
That's my shine kit. Your damn dirty black hands off.
So you're Brahmin. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Stop tanning because. How
and y'all
know?
Bleaching over there too. Motherfuckers
do they
bleaching.
Bleach?
Oh, yeah.
So
bleaching
skin. You got
so
the Sammy Sosa operation.
We have fairness cream. Fairness cream.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
Just be happy with yourselves. What the fuck is going on over there?
Not allowed
so we have
what's
Bollywood.
Going on over
wow.
There?
We have Bollywood heroes as endorsing fairness creams.
Ugh, that's
fairness.
Not good.
Hold on, is it called fairness creams? All right, we got to make a commercial for Race Wars brand fairness cream.
I'm gonna do it. Definitely.
Fairness cream. Warning: will not make.
What?
Fair.
How do you feel about that? Let me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just too. I'm overreacting.
Is that for the maybe men too, though? Or is that just for the women?
For
that's
the,
about
for the longest. For the longest part, it was only for the women because it was considered. So we are also hypocritical that way in the sense we like all the. Heroines in our movies are expected to be fair, but the heroes are expected to be dark. So you want your bitches to be white.
Really?
You want your bitches to be white, but since the darker, the average Indian man is dark.
Dark, right.
So you can
that's interesting.
It's so patriarchal because the average Indian hero can represent the majority of the men out there.
Who are darker.
But then the women they aspire towards should be the...
The lightest, the fairest.
Yeah, the fairest. So that's so... That's what I want to talk about
but
in the next
still,
show.
That's interesting, ridiculous. Dude. How do they plan to keep up the supply of dark manly men?
So now they've started doing
fairness. That's an interesting thing.
There's fairness cream for men as well now. So, you know.
How do you feel about that fucking fairness cream shit? Personally.
I
honestly,
hate it.
Dude,
you hate it, right?
I got some in my bag. Do you want to try it?
You know what? Here's how you know how.
It's gross.
Sherrod.
I used to be his color.
Yeah.
No, but here's how you know how dark you get.
I've been bathing in fairness cream.
Because, listen, if I get.
You overdose.
If I get overly dark, then I get really mistaken for not white, which is a problem. Because here's how you tell if you're Caucasian, all the Caucasians in here.
Okay.
At least the dudes. What color is your dick? Like, that's how dark I tan, as dark as my dick. And that's what I was thinking.
You got a
maybe
dark
get
dick.
Fairness cream for the rest of the year to bring, just to even out my dick tones.
Right, so your dick is not a different race?
Let's just say, yeah. Let's just say
the cab's like, you can get in, but not that black cop.
No, my dick idiot. Looks like a Bollywood movie hero.
Yeah, I did walk in on Kurt going to the bathroom. You could definitely use
and she thought I was
cream.
Being attacked by a black man.
I thought there was a weird suckerfish on her.
Why is it Bollywood? Because it dances a lot and yearns to be kissed? Thanks, guys.
It does yearn.
It's yearning.
I'd say it has a yearning for fairness cream.
So, yeah, the fairness, I mean, that's
fairness cream.
And that's around a lot of fucking, and that's around the globe, that fairness cream and a lot of third world fucking situations where people don't fucking love themselves anymore.
I honestly.
It's gross.
Sure. I thought, honest to God, that Sammy Sosa, it was a botched anal bleaching. And I thought he just got, you know.
Not on your face.
He goes, my ass is still getting dark.
They bleached
goes, Sammy,
them
you're
ass
good.
First.
And he just kept going like a plastic surgery nightmare. And now look at him.
Sammy Sosa looked like.
Like a potato. He's supposed to be dark and you can't be white and featureless.
He looked like a Dominican ghost, like he's dead, but he's still got to work.
He looks like the ghost of a Dominican. Like from a Dominican yellow rice-based breakfast cereal. Like
Now, how do you like your girls? You like them light too, don't you?
Do I like them what?
Light skin.
Well, wait, girl, do you what is that? Because you're a traveling comic, man, in America. What do you like? You actually say fornicate, which is interesting to me, because even my Hindu cousins had the same rules as me, and she grew up crazy Christian like I did, about no fornicating. And I remember my mom saying the Hindu, you know, like they're pagan. But they had all the same fucking rules that I had with her, like, watch your mouth, you know, no cursing, and also no fucking before marriage. It's the worst thing. And then fucking, what was the other thing?
These are all unwritten rules. So it's not
they're all what?
Unwritten rules.
Unwritten rules.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not something that, say, it's not drilled down your throat every single day by your parents, but
you're supposed to just
it's what the society kind of perpetuates through different
and do you find mediums. Out when someone fucks up and doesn't follow the rule and they're like in big shit deep
so
shit,
we look up to those people.
Right.
So that's why a stand-up comedian today in India in many ways is it's going big because finally they're going on stage and talking about things that the stuff that's always spoken inside a house, here's someone going on stage, and even what I speak today on stage is probably 10% of what I could, but I can only take them slowly with me. I don't want to open my first act on Hinduism being fucked up. I can't do that.
Right.
I want to take
how is it, can I ask you how is it fucked up? I'm curious about that because I don't know how you were raised Hindu.
I'm
right?
Sorry, I am, yeah.
Okay, and then how devoted are your family to it, and like how much
fully,
do you
I still have a lot of faith in the concept of God, but I'd like to laugh at the drama of religion,
right.
at the theater of religion. Right. Yeah. So I want to do the demarcation between these two. So I want to be able to laugh at certain rituals and certain things. Well, at the same time, I understand why a society needs something like a ritual.
People don't know about is it the Vedic text? It's called the Hindus use because people know even when I wasn't a Christian, I believed in the fucking Trinity, but Catholics have that. Huh. That's just ripped off from what I understand. That's a Hindu thing that got ripped off by Christians.
Okay,
because their book predates it by like 4,000 years, like the Bible, really.
Okay,
so Christian is your Jesus, right? Am I right in kind of equivocating, making them the same? Krishna in the pantheon of Hindu gods?
Not necessarily. So in Hinduism, the one of the biggest traits is that it's multifaceted. There's just too many gods out there. So it's not you don't worship one single person.
Right.
So you go deeper down on a certain culture, you'll find how it's all tailor made according to the community there.
Is it
the stories and the folklore and the myths around it. So it'll just be different forms of different gods.
Is it like you're not supposed to pick a favorite god? It's like kids?
Not really. So some of them end up picking up favorite gods. It's like almost like picking a favorite sport team. It's like that. So you just follow
Americans
your own thing.
Do that too. But that's how,
American Christianity.
Americans
it's a football
do that
team that you're on.
Okay.
It don't got shit to do with believing nothing. It's a tribal thing.
Okay.
That's fucking interesting, dude. By the way, I don't know if...
Yeah, I was going to say, I always think it was like a cafeteria. Like, you go in and you're like, I'll take this part, I'll take this part.
That's how Americans look at religion.
Yeah, religion, I'll take...
We
I'll,
make it custom
I'll follow
build
this
it.
Part, you know, but I'm not... I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to leave that one behind.
That's pretty much what my generation is now doing. And now we have to set an example for our kids because So my grandfather used to do, say, 100 rituals. My father's done about 50. And now in my generation, I'm probably doing 10 of those. And I have no idea what I'm going to pass on to my kids now.
Well, if it's just a team, look, dude, it's like your dad taking you to the ball game and like, here, we're a Yankees family, son. They, like, if they don't believe in it like that.
But it's like you said that it has like a social purpose. So the point's not to do all those rituals. It's you're passing down this affinity for this culture, like feeling of belonging, that's what you want to pass on.
The togetherness of bringing.
Like you don't need 100 rituals.
You don't need it. So what I've seen happening is that what doesn't get passed down are the discriminatory ones. Mm. Okay. The ones that tend to oppress, the ones that are made out of bullshit stuff.
Is that true? It's a kind of you see it move in that direction.
Give an example. You have an example of like one that didn't get passed down.
Say my grandfather. In my grandfather's generation, at least in my own house, I know for a fact we used to practice. It's not untouchability, but something close to it. Wherein, if you weren't from part of a certain community, of the upper caste that we are from, we would have separate utensils for any guest coming over.
That's coming to your house.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
So as a kid, I used to call that out a lot, and I kind of realized that's because I didn't know why they did it. Now, in retrospect, I kind of understood why. But since I kept calling it out, by the time I came to my senses, I threw all those utensils out. I was like,
right,
we don't need this shit. Why? How is it different?
Right.
So, but then they grew up in an even worse, even harder environment. So, I mean, I'm talking about my grandparents. So
right.
I can't even imagine. They must have been even worse for their grandparents. So,
but did they? So right. Do people really feel like actually better than other people?
I'm sorry?
Do people actually in the caste system feel like better than other
of
people?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it's based
that's
on.
It's
so that's why there's this hierarchy. So that's so that's what I do in my act.
Wow.
Call out the bullshit in my caste just so that you don't feel any better about yourself.
Right.
It's a privilege. It's not something that's something you're not any better than any other guy.
I'm from Northeast Philadelphia and I lost my virginity at 14 on a waterbed. What caste would I be in?
Make me you make me sound like some astrologer. No.
Listen, because the thing now in America, what happens, there's this new fashionable thing to pretend like you're like
you've been a caste.
You've been
rent.
With the black people the whole time. This is what I love about meeting actual Indian or just people from other countries besides right. America. American like prejudices are so like local and
yep.
they're so horseshit.
Yep.
And so now it's like cool.
It's
if you see Indians born here, what's the term for Indians born here?
ABCD.
An ABCD, yeah. They're always writing in some new, and they're always like.
That's nigga, too. Y'all know y'all use that as a nigga. Y'all
no,
call
that's,
Indians
what does that no, that's Uncle Tom.
What's ABCD?
It's derogatory.
ABCD
what I'm
Tom.
Saying. I'm saying it's whatever
what
it is. It's derogatory.
ABCD, that's what we
it's
use.
It's derogatory.
To, not really. But it's what we do to give shit to the Indians born here because we don't relate to them ourselves. So we
right.
call them American born confused Desis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's derogatory. You don't call nobody confused and say, hey, I'm bigging you up.
Well, they don't know who they are. Listen, worrying about this is the best part of America.
You
dude.
Hate each other.
this well,
that's
is
how, but that's
perfect
how I feel about Africans. You never heard about no rescue ships trying to get us from being enslaved. They knew we was here. Fuck them, too.
Well, dude, the best part of America, your best part of America, or even comedy, even comedy, dude, you don't have to be tied to the bullshit you're born into. And you get to tell your parents to go fuck themselves. This is America's greatest. See, this is why I don't say America is a patriarchy, even though you could live in one here if you so choose to.
Thank you, Kurt.
You can tell your parents
to
go fuck themselves here and go live your own life if you want.
Right.
Other countries, you can't do that
right.
because yeah. your dad's because, honor and shit.
Yeah.
But
and also,
here,
and
you,
also because in all likelihood, yeah. you're probably living with your parents if you're single. So that's yeah. so we don't have this concept of move out when you're 18.
Everyone's mad.
Right.
Everyone's mad.
We don't move
here.
Out at all.
What are you all y'all Italian?
Yeah. but everyone here, yo, all these millennials had to stay with their parents like they're Indian kids, except without the achievements and like and work ethic.
so therefore,
they just go online.
So
if I
say fuck you to my parents, he'd be like, okay, where's my rent then?
I don't mean
I can't
that.
Pay rent for you.
Listen,
house, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's why
you're the most famous comedian in India. You can pay your fucking
rent. That's the idea of keeping you in the. Look, that's the Italians used to do that. You're moving out of your mama's house? You ain't even married yet? They used that's to keep
who's
you.
Gonna make your sauce,
dude?
it is fun to go
crazy.
Fuck a guy in his 40s at his mom's house.
That is
real
fun. Yeah. Oh, I still. Yeah.
Is that a New York?
Like, hey.
I used to go back home just to fuck. This is
fun,
thing
and
like,
it looks.
Hey, twin bed.
Hey, it's fun. It looks amazing on a resume. under special skills, like yoga. Fuck the guy who's 40 who lives at his mom's house.
Climbed through the window so his mom didn't wake up.
Yes, he still has the Star Wars sheets.
I don't mean telling your parents to go fuck themselves. Literally, I just mean they have this plan for you. I had that laid on me that I was like, fuck this shit. Karen, when I met her, had that on her big time because mm-hmm. she was supposed to marry a Jew and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, you know that Kurt's
she
not
was
Jewish, right?
an arranged okay. marriage. Hold on. Yeah.
Did I get it right? Are you Genoa?
I was a Genoa's witness. Jehovah's witness.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Sorry,
Brooke was in an arranged marriage. She ran away. Oh, I always get
me.
This.
Gross.
No, and it was a guy... Tell him the guy, I love the guy you were arranged.
Arranged white marriage?
You mean like Flat Earth Dave?
We nicknamed him, now he's not the real Flat Earth Dave, this guy, but we nicknamed him that.
Was he like that?
No, because just he's physically what Dave is mentally. A guy with a piece of rope used as a belt.
Yeah, so he was like the oldest of like 10 kids. Because nobody was allowed to use birth control.
And he wasn't Indian.
And he couldn't afford a belt, so he used like this little piece of rope as a belt.
Is this the guy you were married to this guy?
No, I was my parents
their
were
parents
going to marry me
him.
Off to him.
Wow.
Like Indians arrange a successful marriage. They arranged a husband who has a piece of rope for a belt.
So
and not even they were like, quit hogging the rope. There's 10 of us here.
So the idea was like they were super Christian. So the idea was that God tells your father who you're supposed to marry. And then your father says, okay, this is the guy for you. And so it's arranged, but it's technically arranged by God.
Right.
Can you imagine your own bullshit whatever evil shit that aggression your parents have against you, and then it's God officially in their head, whatever like resentment.
They're so right.
They're like,
yeah,
Brooke isn't what I wanted. And I'm like, God's telling me she's terrible.
Just, you know, strangely, Kurt, I can imagine that really well. Yeah.
Just because he had a rope belt don't mean he wasn't a success. He could have been Jack Johnson.
You know, he was very
nobody
inventive.
White music?
Jack Johnson.
I know it.
Dude, that's funny as shit.
Thank you.
I Jack Johnson is so dull that it takes me a full
no
10 seconds.
No shoes and
to
a rope belt.
to register.
That's his first
and
two
I got
albums.
A rope belt arranged to marry Brooke.
All right, we gotta take a break real fast.
One little breaky break.
We gotta take a quick break, right?
Yeah, we'll talk to our new pal, man, and we're learning about all kinds of shit. Because this is the thing that always bugs me.
Ativan?
It's not Ativan, but that should be it. For
Adderall.
I give you.
How do you go? No, how do you go on stage? How do you go? What's your professional?
Oh yeah. Wait. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Essay.
So essay.
Boom.
Yeah.
Got
so
that.
We're talking world traveling stamp comic. I happened to meet who came to my show last night. Essay and it's only because Indians are born here now, pretending like they were with black people the whole time.
And they were.
Yep.
That's
they
the
were.
It is that's really like crazy. We're oppressed, like black, right? No. Black people.
We
are
saw
like,
Mississippi Masala. How y'all treated dude, Denzel?
Listen, if you're Indian or Korean born in America, you better shut the fuck up, pretending you're black now when your parents were the ones chasing blacks out of their stores all these years.
Legit.
I was there. I saw it.
I was there too. I was getting chased out.
And
never
I'm
got
talking
my mouth
to actual Indians. You're white people. You're in a white boat with us.
All right. So let's
I haven't met an Indian that's not doing a black scent in.
And
a while.
By the way,
yeah,
in a while. Seriously, it's like white people.
You just met.
Yeah, he didn't do it. That's what I respect. I respect that about him. Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right
Aravind
back in 2 minutes.
Essay. Hey, it's Kurt and Sharad from Race Wars.
That's right. We're here and we introduce our new sponsor, Adam and Eve.
AdamandEve.com.
That's right, baby. I can't believe this is a new sponsor. I love Adam and Eve. I use their products. You know I use them all the time.
Well, they got everything, man. Go to AdamandEve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order.
That's right. When you select that one item 50% off, you receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it off, they pay for your shipping and handling for your entire order.
Go to AdamandEve.com and use code RACEWARS at checkout. That's RACEWARS, RACEWARS at AdamandEve.com. Use code RACEWARS at AdamandEve.com.
That's right, baby. Check out Adam and Eve. Go to AdamandEve.com and use code RACEWARS.
Hey.
And check it out. I mean, it's RACEWARS, RACEWARS at AdamandEve.com. Use the code RACEWARS. Use the code AdamandEve.com.
Hey, guys, if you need something to put in your holes or even make new ones.
Yeah.
Go to AdamandEve.com.
I mean,
promo code RACEWARS.
If you got an empty hole, Adam and Eve got something for you to shove in there.
Hey, they literally have everything.
And
they ship it in discreet packaging.
Ah!
I ask them to dress it up a little bit because I ain't ashamed. I put a big Adam and Eve. I have them use Bible paper. But that's just me. They're there to please.
AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com. Use the promo code RACEWARS. I mean, you can't beat it, man. Enjoy your life. All right, we back on Race Wars. Here we go,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, man, with Aswinder.
Yeah.
Is that right? How am I keep saying it. Oh, Aravind. I missed. Wow.
He messed it up finally. There you go. Perfect pronunciation.
Aravind, he goes by Essay, who's telling me he's touring. Man, if you're drawing in crowds like that, fucking, you can drop that management company. don't get suckered by that, man.
No, don't talk about that. Yeah, don't talk about him dropping live. People. You are so white. You're trying to destroy what he's doing right now.
I want, dude. This
How
guy,
British of you.
No, this guy's got fucking, let me tell you something. He's got hustle to be over here.
I definitely believe that.
You know what I mean? And, you know.
That's why I know his puss game is going to jump over here.
Yeah.
Because he's a charming dude. He's funny as shit.
Your puss game's going to jump.
Your puss game's going to jump, money.
Way up.
It's going to jump. Wait till Puerto Rican get their hands on you, nigga. You go.
I don't know how to put
you'll
it.
See.
I don't know how to put this in terms you understand. It'll be like cricket when you win.
You're going to get a wicked googly. I know the terms.
You just used two random terms. It made no sense. You just made a euphemism out of it.
A wicked googly, sir. For you, sir. Oh, my God.
A wicked googly.
Wait, but I wanted to ask you about this shit, and we're just talking about it, man. You being locked, we're talking about parental shit, okay? Like you, how much are your parents? Like, what was your, what were you supposed to do, be instead of this? Or am I assuming too much?
You are assuming a bit, but it's true for since we have to speak for the majority out there.
Should you run a telecommunications okay business?
I'm sorry.
Should you already have your own telecommunications business that's thriving?
Nah.
Wiki googly. Oh,
okay, I remember because this is what people don't get. We were talking about it just at the break, but when people think of Africa, when they think of it as a country, when it's in a continent right. of a lot. India actually is what how they think of Africa.
India's like Australia too, by the way.
Right, but India.
They both things.
But Australia isn't the level of different fucking people living. Right. They took care of that.
The whites.
It was never that.
Yeah, the Aborigines might speak.
And by the way, white people come from Aborigines genetically. Did you know that?
Of course.
Aborigines are not African. They're close. To
everybody's
white
African.
I'm African.
All right. At a certain point, it doesn't matter. The point is,
India's
got so many diverse fucking things.
Yeah,
like that people understand where it's like almost separate little countries. Yeah. inside that you think of it as India.
Yeah,
and it's nowhere near. Let's see uptown. It's nowhere near what you.
So one of the ground rules I'd give you next time you talk to an Indian guy, don't ever expect Bollywood to represent him because Bollywood only represents half of India.
Welcome to America. It represents less than half of Americans.
Is there a Hollywood? Like a South?
Yeah, I'm all Nollywood myself. I'm a Nollywood kind of nigga. I like Nigerian films.
So all star Godfrey.
but here's the shitty thing, though. We started aping America so much. So every city started doing its own Hollywood, Mollywood, Tollywood. Like, it just takes after the name.
It's
of
like
the,
independent movies, though. That's the equivalent.
Different languages, though. Right. It just takes the first character of your state's name.
Right.
So imagine if Texas had Tollywood and say, New York had Nollywood. How stupid would that be? But in India, we do that because Bollywood is for Bombay, which is like the northwestern part of India. Then so we do it. We call it Hollywood here for reasons unknown even to us. Because we're Tamil Nadu and it's supposed to be Tollywood, but it's just stupid. If you're imitating Americans, do it properly. Right? I mean, what makes no sense.
Does that just mean you guys have your own kind of finger dancing?
What's that?
What, you know, like the, you know, like all
is there another American thing?
He means, what's that, a woman talking to me like an equal?
Hide
your head, you whore.
Yeah, Essa, you got to be here. I want, because your buddy was telling, this is what I want to ask you about, the thing when you're pregnant, we were talking about fairness cream. And when you're pregnant, they give you something to take. What was it called?
To make the baby light? No, they do not.
Is there a baby? Hold on. Can you whiten up that baby in the womb?
Yeah, that's what they believe.
What is it? What is it they're taking?
But we have even similar stupid shit when we have vegetables that are associated with subjects in our upbringing. So you have a certain vegetable on the day of a certain exam. Like you have Max.
Listen,
you're supposed to have okra before Max.
If it doesn't work, it's still a nice thought.
Of cheating people into having veggies, yes.
There you go. Whitening your babies.
That's like 8 million placebo. You guys just have placebo effects built into everything. No. Do you know what I mean?
Well, is that a placebo
effect?
Yeah,
because if you are getting ready for your exam and you have a cucumber or whatever, then even if it does nothing, you still are like, well, thank God I had that cucumber. Now I can beast this exam. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, we're not that naive. Don't worry.
Okay.
Well, you just said that.
Stop trying to talk to him like you're an equal, you woman. Don't you get it? It's turning him off.
That's hysterical. But in fairness, did just say they take, what is it they take to whiten up with their baby?
What's the name of it?
Placebo-ish. I mean, it doesn't
work.
Wait,
he knows the name. What's the name of it?
Kumamapoo.
Kukumapoo?
Get out of here.
That's what you try to get light? That sounds like you want to have an African kid.
Yeah. You need Kukumapoo.
That's why it's going all haywire.
Not the poo. But that doesn't actually whiten a baby up. So that's but the parents are thinking it's working. So that's placebo effect, right?
It's also why naive is
that,
a little bit.
It's like, when did that become?
But that's great. You look at your baby like, oh, look, thing. He's looking whiter today.
So imagine the hell that a dark kid gets. You come out dark, you ain't in control of it.
But they're dark. That's he's white sad.
That's some sad shit.
So we have powder, which we apply every single day.
Sad.
As a kid, you hope that by the time he grows up, the powder would go inside the skin and you just start glowing.
Now your kid walking around
right? like sunscreen.
So now your kid's walking around.
So how much powder do you have under your skin?
I have quite an amount of powder on my skin. Thank you for calling it out. I guess you never have spoken to women before.
Shots fired.
Oh,
you ain't no equal, bitch.
Oh, shit.
I am your superior.
You ain't on a bus riding fucking now. What's she doing out with a man then?
I just turned this bus right around.
That's a great bus. Oh my god.
Is that, yeah, what, so, cause all, I mean, India's a big place, so all, what was the prov, what was it, where was it that that bus happened?
New Delhi?
New Delhi.
New Delhi. So
and
how,
that's a big city.
That's the capital of India.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big city. Now, I'm not saying it's metropolitan area.
Is it?
So you would think that people were not acting like that there.
No, even in a metropolitan area, you'll have huge class divide. There'll be a good chunk of the population.
It? So was it class involved in this girl's attack?
Was it, I'm sorry, class?
The caste.
No, I don't think it's a caste thing as much.
Like,
as
if she was a high caste, would it happen to her, or would she be in a bus in the first place?
She can be from a high caste and still from a lower class or a middle class. You get what I mean? So the caste doesn't necessarily define your class.
Right, but I'm assuming because this girl got attacked on a bus like that she's from a lower everything.
No, it's a different thing.
I'm assuming that, but I'm wrong. No. I could be wrong.
It's a different thing, right?
Okay. The people who attacked her came from a lower class.
Okay.
So you can, in all likelihood, it's very likely that they would also have come from a lower caste because it takes, the lower caste have faced years and years of oppression, though, so it takes them a while to go from lower class to a high, progress financially for them. So it's, the most of the lower classes in India tend to come from the lower caste, most of them.
Wait. Now, is it all based financial, the caste and class? Is that all?
Not necessarily, but then the oppression happened in a way where, so the lower caste ended up being the lower class. So
that's because the kind of jobs they can get, or what is that?
Yeah, the access to education.
Who
jobs.
You can marry.
Right.
Not just that. And you also marry within your caste.
Right.
So
do people ever marry outside of the caste?
They do, yeah.
And if you like a lower caste dude and you get a higher caste girl, you got some game, right?
You're going to become Candyman.
You've been kicking game to this bitch.
The Indian version of Candyman.
No, it just means you're pretty, you're normal. You're just open-minded.
Normal.
Well, no. The
so the rest are not
normal.
This
is what I was asking about. Because this is what I was reading about it. And because remember that documentary came out about that attack and the guy's in prison, the one rapist, and he's like, hey, one hand can't clap without the other. Like,
yeah.
I mean, she was riding a bus. So
she brought it on
and
herself.
And guys in prison, and people were mad, I mean, there's even like vigilante murders of these guys now I always hear about, right?
Yeah.
And somewhere like in New Delhi, those women just gang killed some rapist that kind of got away with it.
No, I don't remember reading so. I think
I'm serious.
I read that too. It's I don't know if they killed him, but they like beat him with pink shoes.
Yeah, that happens almost every day in the bus in India.
Good.
So, all the women get together because there's always a man who's groping every single day in the bus.
That's not caste. Yeah, that's not caste to me.
That's not caste.
Hold on. I thought that was the
not,
women.
There are assholes across all castes. So.
It's how all that parental control shit. Mm-hmm. Everybody's always talking about patriarchy and all that shit. That's why I'm telling you that's a control. Like, what's this bitch doing on a bus out? Like, my daughter. What if my daughter saw that and thought she should be on a bus out with not married? And that's the shit to keep you in your place, isn't it? Like, if these women
are out
of place. So,
are you talking about the bus incident or gentle everyday groping in the bus? Because those are two different
just
things.
Just groping. Okay. I'm asking about all of it. Wait, guys, you can't talk on the mic.
Do you think it's two different things, those two incidents?
Yeah, yeah. Because, you see, the everyday groping is done by the average frustrated man.
Because they can't bang at nobody.
And they can't do public display of affection. And they're also brought up in a patriarchal way where they are filled with notions of the man being superior to the woman. And so.
Right, that's what
all that is a mix of fucking just a frustrated dude with a hard on a fucking B16
exactly.
going across town.
Yeah. So you would be shocked. There'd be people on their way to an IT job or probably it doesn't necessarily have to do with someone who's not educated.
Right.
It can be a proper professional.
Because it pops up. It's
and for him, it's just something he knows he can get away with it because he's seen people get away with it all the time. So now the women have started calling it out to the point where you just group up and beat the fuck out of them.
Wow. And a dude still like this. I enjoyed this as well. jerk.
We did a whole episode of Race Wars today.
The standard reaction from the dude when he gets caught after groping and people have started attacking him. He's like, sister, please. So that's when you call her a sister. Until then, it's probably...
I wait till I come.
I was in Sweden for all of last week.
What's wrong with you?
And the sexual assault laws there is that anytime a woman says it's sexual assault, doesn't matter what it is. A guy grabbed your butt, nothing happened. He actually like held you down and raped you. It's always rape. So it's like it's
right.
It's immediately like taken,
oh, there's the Swedish law shit is hysterical. But
it's
that's
immediately
why,
taken on like the women's word that's what's happening.
Right.
But
that's why they basketball team.
But at the same time,
because they're in jail, the basketball team, because they all in jail. Because they can play the ball.
No, Julian Assange. That's how they tried to get him with a bullshit fucking not a rape thing. That I mean, totally was to get him. obviously the guy leaks documents.
Yeah, yeah, that's why they went after him.
But at the same time, like, I walked, it's like Saturday night, I walked around Stockholm in the middle of the night from like 1 a.m. to like 5
a.m.
But to find nothing. A guy, not a single guy looked at me, not a single guy talked
even
to me.
Even the Muslims? Not a, no.
That's actually right-wing propaganda.
No, people don't get, when they talk about the Swedish Muslim rape thing.
Yeah, it's a
Swedish
propaganda.
Rape laws are... Also,
the
laws are like
too.
That. Like, Sweden has Sweden's rape rates are high. They have a high conviction rate
right.
because a lot of stuff is considered rape.
And,
right. But
that's kind of like how they judged a bad school in New York City. Like, Tilden was one of the worst schools because people would act like they got their fucking bus passes stolen so they can sell them. And they count all those as a criminal fucking activity.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
But everybody's just selling their bus passes and train passes.
But it was literally like the first time, like after 2 hours, I actually sat on the curb and started crying because it was just like tears.
Nobody
of,
will
like,
rape me.
From not getting groped?
Like the feeling, like it was the first time in my entire life I felt free. That I felt like
right.
I could go anywhere
That's
and
how I felt
do the anything. There was no limitations.
Well, it wasn't Ramadan, so you're
lucky. I could walk till 6 a.m. and nothing would happen to me, and I've never had that experience before.
I felt like that at the Million Man
March.
Have
to look over my shoulder. I didn't feel nervous.
That's
I wasn't
true.
Worried. Yeah. And like,
Brooke,
it's
don't
weird.
Ever do that again. That's dangerous. Like, what are you doing? There's no place you can go and feel like that.
Not here.
Thank God you're alive. My God. Please don't ever do anything that stupid again. I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's bad.
There's just no way to be safe. Like,
but I was actually like, this is what it feels like to be a man. I can just go wherever I want.
This is
so
how it feels like to be
cool.
a man. See, that's the thing. I don't know how women got like this that. Idea in their head that men walk around feeling safe all day.
No.
Even if you feel confident, let's say you're like, I could take on anybody. If you got a girlfriend, then you're locked into that fear of rehearsing the kind of karate that you're going to have to pull out for some reason against multiple attackers. Because, I mean, like, there's no, you're fucked on your, and also I don't feel fucking safe all the time. And you got to worry about, because people will, absolutely, if you got to, you know, when she gets in an Uber, I go, my wife's coming out. Because I'm hoping they're from a country that's that patriarchal. They're like, well, we can't rape a guy's wife.
Right.
She's a single girl? Get over here, bitch. Like, I say wife, and it's like a little bit of a rape shield with her.
I go, my grandma. I call her my nana. I call my girl my nana.
I was telling
my nana's going to be here. She fine.
She's still
don't
going to her yoga, her old lady yoga.
I was telling Sherrod and Karen earlier, the first Uber I ever took, the driver's name was Rape-All.
Rape-All.
And I got that. I was like, I feel a lot better if his name was Rape Everyone But Brooke. That would be good.
I didn't feel safe today when I took the bus from Inwood to Fordham.
Yeah, Fordham?
Why do you take the bus?
So
Uber.
What? Do you have to rape everywhere you go? Where's the nearest bus?
I didn't say it to
the those sluts in it.
Who takes a plane to a bus? You got off at JFK and was like, I'm going to the bus. So you took the bus, you didn't feel safe on that bus?
Oh, no.
Why? It's old people on a bus.
Nah.
You know, from here.
I mean, I might be making this up, but I did feel like someone was groping me and it was definitely not a man. So, but yeah.
Who was it?
It wasn't a man?
It wasn't a man. But
a girl.
But it was just so crowded, you don't know if it's groping or just them not being able to balance.
I was groping. It's groping.
And that man is sitting right here. His name is Sean.
That was you?
It did look like one of yours, but
yes.
That was you.
I owe you a cow. The shit I did to you, you get a sacred cow for that.
I owe your daddy two cattle. Oh my gosh.
But
what would you do if a man came onto you sexually? Because y'all so.
No, it was not a man who did it today.
But what if a man?
Well, what
did
will
come
you do? Because it's about to happen.
If Tommy was there.
Guy's got dreamy eyes. What am I made of stone?
Losing himself.
I kind of knew last night you had too many prison jokes in your set. I was wondering why.
I just had one. I just had one long one.
No.
Romantic.
About Jared, the Jared from Subway joke, that was based on Sherrod. He's my black friend that said. Him and Mike Yard at the same time, like, nah, he's getting black dick in prison. And they sounded quite sure about it.
Oh, yeah, I know who's giving it to him specifically.
They
Lil Ray, Puppet, Earl, and them.
They spoke to the prison dick. I have just.
Puppet tail some butt.
Sherrod.
Puppet tail some butt.
Sherrod just got off the phone with the prison dick board, and he'll be taking care of that Jared. And yes, it's black as midnight, the instrument of his
the
punishment.
The darkest, rapiest.
Foot long.
You go. See, don't do that. Don't attack the corporation.
Yeah.
They had nothing to do with it, okay? It's
I mean,
the man.
They did enable it for years.
You don't blame McDonald's for Ronald raping fucking fingering bitches. Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
Why did I dig up that old man for that joke?
I don't know. Do you guys now in India, do you know Ronald McDonald is the Hitler of India? For all the cows here. I don't know. We were talking about rape. So
I want to know about the Indian scene, though. How, is comedy growing over there? Like stand-up itself? Is it getting big? Is clubs opening up?
Sounds
what's
like
happening?
Shops you individually open. Like,
because I think it's going to spill over there big time.
It's like we're sitting on the verge of something huge in India.
I agree.
It's like in terms of full-time comics, there are about 20 of us for like, you can do the numbers. What, 1 billion of us in India?
Jesus. But then that's three too many.
But then there's... So stand-up comedy in English, though, is not as popular as stand-up comedy in the local languages.
Because what's the difference? I haven't even looked at those clips, by the way. I had five things to do, but...
We're all five marijuana? But no.
Yeah, two of porn.
No.
It was two porn and then two three marijuana.
But what's the difference? Like, what's the joke? Is there something you can tell me? And English might not translate, but like, and you don't have to like.
And
do
you do both English and your language on stage? Like go in and out?
No, I try and keep it as English as possible because I want to be able to take my humor beyond my people who relate to me from a racial level, right?
Right.
I mean, I want the North Indian because we're both Indians, and then eventually once I cover India, I want someone
who step
out of India who want, as long as English can connect us, let's just make the most.
That's why you got to start doing. You got to do some spots in New York so you can just get that feeling. It's gonna fucking open you up to a whole new world. Shit.
Yeah.
So happy for you.
First of all, this is very generalizing, by the way, but Indians in general have a sense of humor, I find, that especially like in a certain generation that's not like the set in their ways, fucking angry about shit kind of people, like the younger people I meet, they have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
But that
for most part.
Yeah. But it's also because most of the time the Indians that you'd end up meeting here are the privileged ones. Mm-hmm.
It's
just the privilege. Yep. It's the cream that end up going to US and making and getting a new chance at a life and a different lifestyle. I mean, most of the ones who are getting fucked are still back in India.
Right.
Yeah. We get the Olympic bus
ropers.
So, I mean, I was watching the Young Turks the other day and there was this...
The Young Turks?
Yeah. I've been on that show.
Oh, yeah. Have you?
Yeah, a couple times.
When they were on lay off me. No, you know, defended me on there, huffing the guy, Josh. Remember Josh?
Oh,
Zebs?
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, Zeb. Yeah, Zebs. Australian.
I mean,
Josh.
If I don't look, maybe I look too much like an old Turk to them.
That brow?
What's this guy? Yeah, Josh. Anyway, sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
So the Young Turks, they were discussing about how Indians, in terms of their average wages, or rather the earning potential, they're probably up there with the Chinese in the US.
Yeah.
When compared to the average American. And
of course.
And they're like, so they started discussing about how, so the Indians clearly are smarter and are more hardworking and they put the R's in and they're very disciplined, blah, blah, blah. But what they didn't realize was the sample size that you've taken, are 99% of them would be the privileged ones removed from India.
Right.
The remaining
they're not your rednecks and your,
so
Philly
trash. 80% who are back in India are still in the... Are like the average American.
Right.
So
they're
not the overweight ones, but they'll still be the assholes and they'll still be the.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there still a thing with.
That's a good point.
Because isn't there. I talked about this before. I can't remember if it was a different guest, but the problem with like the water, you know, if it's cholera or something, because people won't stop shitting outside in certain areas.
And everywhere.
Because they're just like.
Less than 50% of the people on the globe have toilets running.
They give the toilets. But people don't want to use it because you're used
to custom.
That? Like, where is that in India? Is that that's not a nationwide thing, is it? Or is it like one segment? Or, you know, where in India is
in
it?
In the Far East, though, that's a big problem in the Far East, too.
Which problem are you
even, talking about? Even not India, Hong Kong.
Sanitation
even,
stuff.
Rural Chinese come to, and they'll have their kids just shit in the mall. And everybody's like, get the fuck out of here, you animal. And I'm watching about India, about the water getting polluted because people won't stop going outside.
Yeah.
With facilities, they're like, well, I've always gone outside. That's what I'm doing. Is that...
So you don't have enough public toilets even in a city.
I agree.
Even in a...
So it's just not enough toilets. That's what I'm asking. Yeah. It's not that they have them, but they can't use them. It's that there's not enough.
No, it's not. There's not enough.
Okay.
A city would have your in the matter of, say, a radius of 5 kilometers, you'll have the really posh places, and it'll have the ghettos within that area itself. So
is that a ghetto thing?
Yeah, that is a ghetto
thing. I thought it was rural. Right. I didn't think it was a city thing. I thought it was rural.
So in cities, it's a ghetto thing. In rural, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Right.
So in city, you still have as many as...
It's a huge problem. I know that.
It is at my house.
Is ghetto the right way of referring to slums? You can. Is what I mean, I'm talking about this. I mean, slums, I'm guessing, is the equivalent is, in America, and the closest is a ghetto. You will not have something as bad as a slum in America, though, right?
Right. No, not usually.
Not in
so,
India.
So the ghettos slum, in the cities are almost like the slums. A big city would have at least 25% of it would have slum. Would be filled with slums.
Do you know what sucks about that kind of moralizing society?
Yeah, India's on a whole nother ball, a whole nother level, though.
Well, it's just so much. It's just so much shit packed in one place that it's really easy to forget it because you know, especially if you're from here. And I never been to India, but
my cousin Chrissy went there to tape the movie Black Hair. Chrissy went there, and he said India because he said India made Africa look like Disney World.
Well, where was he?
He traveled around the whole thing, but he went to some temple where they cut off hair to go. And a temple priest, I guess they sell it to the Western markets because girls buy it in this country as extensions in their hair.
Oh, yeah, Indian hair. I meant to talk to you and your friend about this afterwards. I'm thinking of thickening up with some fine Indian hair.
But it was like some rough parts. He went to some real poor parts where it was just rough. It was just rough. But then you still got the rich. People got rich in fucking 5-star hotels and the Four Seasons and all that.
Do the tribal shit that people do now, because this is New York's great, because it's that mixed. Like, I would bump into you, because we got this Race Wars show, so it's a perfect thing to have, right? Because I just bump into you. When you're in these places where you got to be with your cast or anywhere, we keep getting fights about this shit with people that call in. Because in America now, it's crazy how much... Remember saying if you're from here, the Indian thing, if you're young now, is to pretend you were always, like, black, oppressed.
Yeah, pro-black, yeah.
And the impression I would say, for the most part, especially as Indian men here, is like they don't get looked at as even a sexual being.
Because that's what white men did to that. That's how white men do.
I mean,
white men try to first thing they do when they take over somebody's fucking people. They try to take away the sexuality of the man,
but women are
of the male in that society.
That's not who's in charge of making you feel like they want to do it. Hold on, wait. Hold on.
How do you feel like a man?
Let me answer that. Because you think they didn't want to do that to the black man?
Yeah, they did it too.
No, but they couldn't.
But you can't. You didn't break it.
But
they
Indians
did try to
don't
do that.
Have a raw fucking black man sexuality in America like black people do.
Okay, but you respond to what's in front of you. So like, there's a lot of really attractive black actors on TV that you can be attracted to. But
that's
there's
what I was
not
getting
that
at.
Many.
Hold on, that's what I'm getting
hot
to.
Hot Indian or hot Asian
there's
guys.
Not the leading
there just
man.
Aren't. And also, you'll be mercilessly mocked.
Like, what about the guy who?
No, that's not.
What
the
about Jurassic World? The guy who owned Jurassic World. He was Indian. Sure, he died in a helicopter crash.
Who's in?
Irfan Khan.
But that's what what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, he's
dude, it's not the leading man of shit. Not since Short Circuit was the Indian.
Johnny Five is bleeding like shit.
That wasn't an Indian guy. That's why it gets like that. There's no hero of the story movie.
Yeah, you just have Sundar Pichai. You don't look at Sundar Pichai as an object of sexuality, do you?
Right.
You
just the men. The women, though.
The women I look at as sexuality.
No, just the men.
And the girl from Quantico? Shit, I'll tear that up.
Even,
and
because in a city, people think of Indians as the guy at the gas station or this, you know, whatever, the 7-Eleven guy, and they're not thinking of it like that, and there's not a movie. I get why everybody
but
wants
there are
their,
women who are in really into Indian men. I like when I was at NYU, one of these girls with the Jewish sorority, she was
I know girls like that. Yeah.
Exclusively into Indian guys.
Yeah, my neighbor Mo. She was
my sister was like that. We don't speak to her at all anymore.
I mean, she was treated, but
I had to ask her Indian boyfriend to buy the acid for me. Go to one of your acid stores. I gotta straighten out my sister. She doesn't do what she stole. She rides the bus at all hours.
That's why, SA's going, you're going to get laid over here, man. You get laid and you're going to have so much fun on stage. You're going to stop fucking calling your parents back because you're laid up with some Dominican girl.
Yeah, because it's coming in. They were smart.
Dominican
you know,
girl, get you,
I know
boy.
Why they're trying to ally themselves with black people. It's
why?
To pick up on that sweet, sweet black sexuality. And that's a good move. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
If they pretend to be black, don't want to be it for a little bit, you're going to have to fucking acknowledge they have penises. And,
yes.
You know? And then admit that yoga, you owe them a blow or two.
It's weird how it seems like the British tried to take away the sexuality of the male Indian dude. And at the same time...
I think they already have their own thing like that,
don't
they?
But at the same time, it seemed like they weren't allowed to be homosexual either. So you can't be...
I think
the leader the man, and you can't be gay.
But British didn't invent don't fuck and don't talk to women.
That's not...
you guys just
not,
had that.
That's what I was talking about before. Asians are the... This is what's so outrageous about the colonization.
But they still looked at each other like sexual beings.
Tell me if I'm wrong about this. This is the most outrageous part of English colonization. You tell me if I'm off, okay?
Handball.
The most upsetting part. The most upsetting part, if I was Indian, this is all I could... If I imagine I'm Indian thinking about that and it bugs me, is... I already think I'm like white and a little superior to English people, and like, how the fuck did they manage to colonize us? Do you know what I mean? No. Like, that's the outrage I would have as Indian. Is it not like that?
No.
What is it? What's the feeling of it? Because is it, even though with all the crazy shit, you know, isn't there still kind of an affinity between the two cultures for them to have gotten this enmeshed?
No, since we are also inherently racist, so
that's what I'm talking about.
According to congratulations,
the, according
by
to
way.
The gender, so you just go by the gender laws of racism. We like to aspire towards the white people. Mm. I mean, that would be the sentiment. So that's what we have to call out.
Right, because but just saying white, there's no such thing. I mean, that is the thing that got made up.
Start small. Just be like this. I want to be a basketball player. So I can't be the white dude if I want to be
the best. No, you
and then add out from that. Look, go out from that.
And then watch white men can't jump.
Listen, you can be a million-dollar arm. You can be a Slumdog Millionaire. Whatever it is, put the word million in it. So it's inspiring to your people.
That's like 10% of us, but yeah.
Now, how hard is it to go from the lowest, poorest person in India and work your way up to like owning your own business, being rich?
Yeah, so
is it an impossibility or
no? It takes. I'm guessing it takes about 3 generations to pull yourself through to be able to be in a position where the grandfather can now finally give his grandson a good education where upper caste kids would go to.
Wow!
And then he'd therefore end up having the upper caste kids' experience and the network, and then the privilege of the upper caste kid, and therefore the access to the right higher education, which might even be in US, and then get the kind of fancy consultant jobs and all that.
Dude,
now how often does that kid who succeed like that look back at his own family and go like this? Y'all are beneath me now.
So that does happen, yeah.
Because that got to be a problem.
Yeah,
too.
That's one side of the problem. The other side is that he realizes the kind of shit his father and grandfather had to
go through.
So therefore,
he puts
his money where his mouth is. So he'd want the people who are still, because the numbers are so lopsided that the ones who are still trying to climb up the ladder, just like one in probably 1,000 would make it up. So he'd want to increase that number
and open a door and help somebody else come
so
along.
So he'd know
pay it forward,
accelerate the process more. So
can you imagine?
That's great.
Dude, that's
because
the
more you do that, the more of the good guys come out, and the good guys will level the field quicker, as opposed to the bad guy trying to act good to them.
Preach, okay, brother.
But listen,
preach.
Wait.
Preach.
The two things I want to ask you about, because one, that thing you talked. Wait, listen, that 3-generation thing.
But I don't want to add to that.
Hold on, your question about 3 generations, because that's amazing. See, that's the difference in America, or just why it's lucky if you get to be in America. To me, because I can imagine having to live on that kind of timeline where I'm like, okay, yeah, my life's going to suck. I'm part of a 3-generation plan.
Right.
And I ain't going to see this is so that the next one, like,
but
America,
on
you don't go, you, America is like, there's people who do that, and I guess that's how they get to be the 1%.
But being successful here means being able to have kids who never have to aspire to make the world better for their kids.
No, wait, but hold on. The one, that's... Okay.
Like
that's,
a broken clock, Karen.
That's true.
Like a broken clock twice a
day. But listen what I'm saying. Hold on. The thing that I'm talking about is that 3-generation, like, because you love Dune, right? That book Dune.
Yeah,
that sounds
like
a Dune thing to me. It's like you got 3 generations.
It's like a long game.
It's a long game. Now.
Sandworms.
Wait, the people here.
Yeah, there you go.
The people here. The people here in a 1%, whatever, the old money, that's what they fucking did.
Yeah.
The thing that all the Indians, that's apparently their, that how you have to live your life, I mean, not all the Indians, but you know what I mean? Like, that's why you see the successful kind of Indians coming over a lot, because that's an old money thing to do here, like worry about your family legacy like that.
Right.
It's the money your family stole. It's as simple as that.
Right, but that's what you got to do. Same thing in India. You got to start stealing at a little kiosk or whatever you people do.
Because they can't. Because
you
got to
open a pond stand.
What is that, waterfalls I can put in my living room?
Here, chew this leaf with.
Wow, fuck it.
So let me add to the 3-generation thing. So what enables them to do it is in the constitution we have something, an amendment that kind of enables them to accelerate the process. It's an affirmative action.
Okay.
So it's like a reservation system.
Explain that. For what? Reservation for what?
So the castes that have been oppressed for years.
Oh. Yeah.
You get the bigger slice of the pie in the education and in the jobs. Mm. So, but then that's not in the private sector, but that's in the public sector.
So it's like affirmative action.
It's affirmative action.
Dude, people don't get, that's a really fucking, so just think about how diverse they are.
What about like that's representation amazing. In government? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's public.
Oh, that's
job.
What that is.
But just imagine that, because what's our fucking, because caste is a fancy way of saying whatever group you check off on your census, really, for us. But to have, it's like you're all Indian, even without any vastly different race, there's still, it's even more of a complex racism.
So let me put it this way. Yeah. So no one knows
how to be racist against people more than themselves.
America, boom. What happened? So
they know them best of all.
I'm like, you can't hate black people more than me. I grew up in a house full of them.
But that's why I say, look, this is why.
Taking my shit.
This is my, what are you guys doing in front of the live cam?
Well, you just did a booty show for the camera, Brooke.
Okay, first of all, K-Bar can levitate through the table like Ghost Dad anytime he wants. So I don't get this.
He's a ghost.
Yeah, what the fuck are we? Yeah.
You might see somebody next to you, but that's a ghost.
What were you just saying before the phone thing?
So we have 25 official languages,
right.
Like spoken by a good chunk of community. Even though there are 150 on paper in terms of the languages in India, 25 you can say a sizable population speaks that.
That's kind of like China. So, China's kind of like that too. So, dialects. It's like 13, 14. Yeah, they got a bunch of dialects. These are
probably not dialects as much as they're
totally
their own
different
scripts.
Wow.
So the language I speak, Tamil, is officially recognized as the oldest language in the world. It was the first language to have been invented.
Oh, how you say fuck?
Ota.
He just giggled coquettishly at
me.
No one will know. Don't worry. You won't lose your fan base. That's like a tabloid. He gets in my same scandal.
Kurt, will you shut the Ota up?
Wait, hold on. Are there any Indian comics? Are there?
But then that's Tamil though.
Oh, that's Tamil.
So you go. I'm sure you'll go try this to all the Indian people.
And
you
they won't
know,
get it.
And they'll be like, what? They lacked all.
So, what is the Bollywood language? What most of the movies come out in what language?
Bollywood language is shit because I don't speak it. Because that's how much we hate that shit.
Oh, you hate
that's
it like that?
That's how racist I am.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, but that's look, that's what I want to. Oh, dude, that's what I'm bringing up.
Wow.
This
is
what,
we have so much in common.
I always like.
But is that the dominant language?
Hate is coming.
Because I always say America has the best racism.
We're up there.
And by best, I mean we are racist against people who look different than us, okay? And
yeah,
I mean white people, the default Americans.
Yeah,
we hate people who look different than us. And he just described 25 fucking... You got all the same people that hate each other.
So here's the thing.
I can't tell none of you apart.
Here's what's going to blow your mind. Wait, so it's 25 different languages, right? And each language is almost like a race. Right? And so that's if Tamil, you speak
what
Tamil.
What kind of niggers are
And here's the worst part.
Just tell me what kind.
And I haven't even brought up the caste into it yet. So
right.
Each language would probably, I mean, there's a caste system in almost each language. There's about 100 castes in one language.
Mm. India would rule the world if y'all wasn't so separated. You would rule the world. You're smart. You're handsome dudes.
You're a billion individuals.
Billion of y'all. But you're so separated. It's like,
We are like the world's first open source caste system. Like, you can just, like an Android, you can just keep customizing your caste.
India's growing like crazy.
Crazy.
But here's where you're fucking up.
But the rich and the poor, that gap is crazy.
They got a whole 3-generation plan to be America, India. But here's why you're fucking up. We already used up all the resources and shit. There ain't no more white people shit left for you. I'm sorry to tell you, rest of the world. And I know y'all won't want to be white, but you just can't. There was not enough shit left. We whited it all up.
Australia is the new white. We'll go there.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously, it's been the last of the air conditioning will be used by white people. We're in the very last of the air conditioning is here. Yeah, but everybody wants their turn to be a world power and a thing, right? Everybody has that.
Every
country has this thing of like doing that, and it's like there's not enough shit for everybody to do it, and a bunch of people already grabbed up a bunch of shit early.
But not in the digital world. The digital world is all brand new. It's all wide open. That's why they're going there.
Right.
That's the fucking future.
That's what I was going to get at. That's the fucking, because that's the
unlimited
adaptability, man. It's like what's the thing now to get,
it's
you know,
the new land. It's land. It's like land or fucking property. It's the same shit. But now it's just fucking software. And fucking, you know, beginner's all-purpose symbolic instructional code. Nobody? Wrong show?
I lost you when you said software. I don't even know what that
Nobody
is.
Nobody knows Pascal, a logo? And you call yourself
what?
Indian.
I know Pascal, that bitch. Oh.
C++, yeah.
Yeah, my brother does that C++.
Yeah, C math? Yeah, I missed that.
He's surprisingly not Indian.
So can I ask you something?
Neither am I know
related
it.
To math. So, what generation of stand-up comic are you? Like, are you the first generation?
First gen, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's wacky.
So, pretty much whatever topic I get to, I'd be the first at it. So, if I speak of breakups today and long-distance relationships because my ex-girlfriend was in LA and I was in Chennai, and yeah, I was the first to speak on that.
And she's Indian, too, your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
And she was in LA by herself?
Yeah.
What'd they do to her? What'd that city do to that girl?
No, she was studying USC.
Do you think that's safer? You're adorable.
Is your girlfriend Indian? Are you like in your Were you, she was Indian. Yeah. Was your relationship
she was from
like
the same
sanctioned?
City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And does her so because you're well known there? Is she like well known as a result of?
No. As in, no. I after we broke up was when I started peaking as a stand-up comedian.
It's like in your face, bitch.
Now, it's almost poetic justice, though.
She was holding you back. I said it. Your parents said it.
Can you date publicly, though? Like, if you're dating someone, can it be open?
If you're in the city, it's most probably okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to prove you're not gay.
Unless your family still act like villagers. It's
like, if you can't court without them. If you're in the suburbs, they still do courting situation.
In the suburb, it's very unlike. It's very no chance you won't be openly dating somebody.
I got a question. Yeah. When did you, if you want to answer, when did you lose your virginity? Like, when did you lose your virginity? In the 20s?
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people watching this show just to get that information. But
oh, you can't tell?
He's like one-man boy band of
not really.
Mystery.
It's just...
Kurt lost his to a gym coach.
You're in a weird position. Yeah, my...
junior high school gym coach took
Can you not out a girlfriend for having had sex?
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Do you know what I mean? So, like, if
you want an acid attack on his girlfriend? Come on.
That's what I'm asking. Like, you can't out her?
What do you mean?
What do you mean out?
Tell
people can't know. Yeah. Like, a woman couldn't be like, I had sex like that, could they?
You're seeing a man here trying to struggle to tell you when was the time I lost my virginity. Yeah. How on earth are you going to expect an Indian woman to be able to do it live on air?
No, they don't understand. Listen, I repeat it and repeat it.
Indian girls are freaks, though.
The white people thing is not a unique white people phenomenon. It's like, this is my favorite thing, man. The Gandhi letter. In the movie Gandhi, did you ever see the movie? He gets in South Africa.
What's his name playing him?
Ben Kingsley,
yes.
He gets thrown off the bus because of apartheid, and he writes this heartfelt letter about apartheid.
Yeah.
The actual letter is awesome because it's him writing to the South African government. And
this was when he was still a doctor in South Africa?
Lawyer.
He goes, I was thrown off the bus. He goes, and it wasn't as all men create equal. He goes, listen, I'm Indian. Yeah. We're basically white people, dude. Like, don't.
Treat us like niggers.
We are not kaffirs, which is just
near. Yeah, he said that. And yeah, remember that.
Now, look, he could evolve, but that's not the Gandhi later. I mean, I'm not one of these people that like, oh, he said that and that's it.
Nobody's perfect.
The guy had his whole life, but the attitude of that, this is what people in America think, like, whiteness is this fucking, like, the source of all.
We
invented the term, there's no such thing as white. We invented the term white so we could call somebody else black, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm Italian and German.
I'm that somebody that's else.
You could say you're that. But saying white, where it's like it's all mixed together in one group, that's just a fucking pulled out of somebody's ass.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, that's all bullshit.
There's people now that are like, my white heritage.
It's like dumb.
And what are you,
dumb.
I have Italian heritage. I get that. What's your white flag? Like, what are you talking about? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Caucasus Mountains.
Yeah. And so so white could be, you don't have to be white to be white, is what I'm saying.
So that's pretty much,
yeah.
So to give you the Indian equivalent of this argument is what Brahmins are. So they invented the term Brahmin so that they can separate the rest of them as non-Brahmins.
Right.
It's a nice term.
So us and them. It's us and them.
The Brahmins make up 2% of the population, though.
Yeah.
Two or three. That's at best.
Wow.
Wow. You're like elves, an elven society. You have the wood elves, the Brahmins, the snow elves.
The 2 to 3%.
So I'm probably going to get shot for this, but I hope I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to share it on my page, so nobody's going to see it. It's okay.
Yeah. And you can't. You actually have to watch.
Look at my friend hiding his face.
Yeah.
Wait, if you hold on,
he's not even on. He's not even on air.
I asked him if he wanted a mic. He was like this. No.
But you were explaining before, like the caste, like even or he maybe he was about even like mocking the caste system or something or.
Oh, yeah.
Or something is not done. Like, are you not allowed to criticize shit like that? Or I don't mean allowed. Like, there's a law, but you know what I mean. Like,
so it depends. So I choose the right place. I pick my battles. So in my show, since like-minded people come, I can speak on such important issues and call out the caste system. And I call out the caste system by calling out my own caste.
Right.
By checking my privilege and I'm telling them that you should not be glorifying this. And I'm satirizing.
Only smart people going to get that. You need the top 2% for that.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. There's this joke at the start of my show where I say, you stop identifying me based on my caste. It's not funny anymore. But then... they laugh. And they come after the show and they say, hey, I'm a Brahmin as well. It was so funny to see you do that. But I'm like, that's the whole point. Stop hi-fying me based on my identity.
Right.
Dude, but that's listen how amazing it is that same shit.
It is.
I mean, the joke, and the whole joke is about him doing that to me.
And they come back and say,
hey, you know what? You spoke about the joke of identifying. I could so relate to it. I mean, yeah, you're the asshole that stop doing it.
Yes.
I say, listen, so you have no problem figuring out these stand up here. It's the same shit. That identity shit. That's amazing how it's the same shit, different place.
Yeah.
Because that's now the quest. It's always the quest now is your identity first. Know my identity first and me second. By the way, I don't know if I told you guys, I identify as a trans woman of color.
Yes, yes. Okay? I read your book. And that's beautiful, yeah. Beautifully written.
Okay. I call myself Champagne. And I ask you to, but people want you to be, they want to be known as that because people fucking hate themselves here so much.
Hate.
That they'll shrink. They're
individual
selves. They'll shrink
they
into an identity.
Yeah, yeah. They hide behind it.
And so don't see me, see my identity. And so it's amazing. Every place does the exact same shit and they just put a different name on it or they just put they make a different law than somebody else. Everybody does that same fucking
shit.
First
of all, who can become cops there? If a lower caste,
dude, we're almost done.
Okay, yeah. If a lower caste is a cop and you break the law and you're high, do you even listen to that cop? Or do you even know what caste he's in when he comes up to you?
So that's why they use names to kind of differentiate between the different castes. You can tell by a name.
From the last name, the surname?
The surnames or even their first name, you can easily tell which caste they're from.
So do you have people like telling the cops who might be a lower caste like this, you can't tell me shit?
Yeah, so most of the lower caste cops and tend to be at a lower cadre as well. No, a constable or a...
Oh.
They would not be able to go up the ladder.
Wow.
And the ones at the top would always, at least in the last 50 years, but now since a post-affirmative action, you'll see more of the... better representation, more fair representation.
That's wild that, like, affirmative action and, like, everybody needs it because there's so many castes.
Yeah.
They're trying to set up... Listen, every time... You'll hear these terms, dude, like that stupid punching down comedy that... some improver made up because it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, but it's an attempt to establish a caste. Because if you're number one mocking someone, no one's above mockery. There's no one. I don't give a fuck who you are. Yeah. And it's inclusive. It's not inclusive to not mock some people. So it's punch. First of all, it's not punching. It's not an attack. It's also, it's straight across. You're my equal. Like,
right.
I don't go, well, Brooke's a woman. That would be punching down. That's so arrogant. Yeah. That, like, these people think they're sweet doing this. Well, because, Brooke, you're beneath me, and I recognize my privilege of being above you, I would never say a thing. I would only punch up at the moon. I don't know what's above me.
It is white.
And it's, yeah.
Kurt, you're only allowed to make jokes about Louis C.K. Everything else.
Only albinos. Only albinos. And, but that's the attempt. There's people that want, like,
Victor Renato.
That silliness, listen, that silliness that they're growing out of, that caste system. There's people every fucking day here that want to develop that. We're going to put a special identity on everyone. And that's how we're going to judge you the most. By what your little fuck, there's no God. This is the creepiest part. There's no God behind it.
No.
Who gives a shit? So it's just the most angry, hateful way to do it. It's not even the bullshit religion where you can be like, well, at least God gives a shit when you die. There's none of that.
Yep.
Well, Strauss.
You'll do fine here, man. Trust me. You'll get it.
You'll fit right in.
I'm getting why Indians blend in with the white society so well because of that, man. You got the same bullshit.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to fucking. Like,
And it can be like this. I got a black friend.
Kurt's talking about punching down. Who do you guys... So I did stand up in Sweden and like all of the jokes were about how much they hated people from Finland.
I love that so much.
It was so funny. So like
the Finnish are garbage people.
Yeah, like during the Swedish language part, I was like, I asked one of the guys I was with, I was like, what's this joke about? Because everybody in the room was just like, applause break, freaking out, and he was like making out with a tomato.
That's what they call Finnish.
No, I was gonna ask, like, who do you guys make fun of? Because I feel like everybody has someone they make fun of.
So
he just said white women. No, so your yoga instructor.
Most Indian comics make fun of the Indian conservatism, which most of them would be Hindu. So therefore, the Hindu conservatism. Like, so your jokes, most of it were on the Christian stuff, right? You kept calling out
I try to convert people. I try to bring people like yourself to Christ. I hope I help.
Oh, that was you in the subway. I knew it.
Yeah.
That's why I sing it.
I hope you follow the example I told of my grandmother. Broco, I told you about my grandmother, right? She's burning in hell. And
what?
Dude.
Yeah.
I saw you, the first time I saw you do that bit, I was really insanely stoned. I had just smoked this hemp oil pen, the Jack Ferrer hemp oil pen from California.
Name drop.
And I was out of my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And I watched you do that joke and like my entire life collapsed.
I know. You know, I feel bad.
And I was like a child back in like my home church and you were my pastor. And it was freaky because when you do that joke, you take on the cadence of a minister.
He's going to be a minister.
You stop being a stand-up comic.
Brooke, listen. You know what? I honestly, God, I didn't have to put on devil horns and face paint, and for that I apologize. I could have just told the joke. So that's my bad.
All right, we gotta wrap it up. It's wrapping up time.
Yeah, dude, that was fucking great, man. I hope you come back. Where you at next? Promote. Where you doing, buddy?
I'm heading next to Vienna, Virginia.
Okay.
Friday Vienna, Saturday Atlanta, and Sunday in Tampa, and then I'm off to India.
Okay, nice.
That's awesome, man.
That's my 25th show in about.
Yeah. Yo, start doing comedy here. Don't do the Indian crowd.
Guys, come back to New York.
If you whisper
do some
into a microphone, it doesn't count as whispering.
They don't understand.
You do.
It's just
our show once again is called Crosstalk with Kurt and Josh. But do comedy here, man, because I'm telling you, man, you're sharp and you could. It's all the same shit. And all the stuff you talk about, it's amazing. It's like, oh, okay, same shit is here, but we have a different little name for it. You could do it.
It'd be good you breaking it down like that because I see a lot of Indian comics, but nobody's breaking it down.
You know what
down.
Happens
like,
a lot?
Nobody's breaking it down.
Now it's the time for like an Indian dude to not, like everybody's over that there's Indian comics now.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
we don't need more introductory, you know, Indians have families also, fucking shit. Like we knew that. Yeah. So now like the
they're
fucking.
Just, so you guys are not like dumb anymore?
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. Like. It's less stupid about it than it was. And so now, that's the time you get the really good shit that's not, you know, fucking run-of-the-mill. You know, UTGSL, so you do, what is it like? What's the show?
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. That kind of shit is universally loved because foreigners, you know, there's a language thing, and foreigners can understand that because it's, like, easy to grasp.
Right.
So now if there's enough Indian, I'm all into that because then they'll move out of the fucking, so I'm Indian and my parents said this one thing and my mom said the other thing and our house smells. like that, you know,
it's going to be the next sitcom level. The next level, yeah.
Give me my sitcom.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm sick of that family trying to make it. Like, in fact, I'd rather see a thing of you come, you know what I mean? I'd rather watch some dude like you, like that's not, doesn't have a fucking family trying to crush puss in a new land, you know? Darkly handsome.
That was beautiful, Kurt. That was
with only his IT / brain surgeon friends. So we give him a place to crash.
In my country, I'm a brain surgeon.
His parents don't know. He's trying everything, even black puss.
Oh, yeah.
I'm writing this show out now, buddy.
Everybody wants that forbidden fruit.
I'm an award-winning writer. I just gave you a fucking property.
Thanks for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
Fantastic, man.
Thanks so much for coming again, Brooke. Hey, yeah.
Hold up, because we actually get Indian listeners. So what's the name of the place? And is it something that's in that scene people know?
Which one?
The shows you're doing. I know you usually set the dates.
The one in India when I go back to?
Here, in the States.
Oh, the one that you're doing in Atlanta is Atlanta, where?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know the venue now?
I don't know the names of the venue.
Okay, that's fine.
It's just, we just rent out high school auditoriums and perform there.
Wow. Nice. Well, we got Indian listeners. They'll get it.
Yeah.
They could just go to www.evam.in.
What? Is that a robot from Star Wars? Was that BB-8's brother?
Just go to avum.in, avum.in, and we have our entire US tour and with tickets out there, link.
So
we'll put a tag on when we put the episode up, too. Cool. And I'm going to be in Scottsdale at Stand Up Scottsdale Thursday through the weekend, man. And Scottsdale's a big racehorse day. Fucking big racehorse fans of Scottsdale.
They're everywhere now, Kurt. We can't get away from them.
Yeah.
Black and White on A&E. You'll be back on Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. And, I got my new sports show on ESPN Radio coming on in 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. And you're rebranding.
It's going to be crazy.
It's a big reveal. We're not talking
about it.
We're
not talking
about it.
Okay.
No, but Cross the Mouth, it's like a great, funny show.
It's Race Wars, baby. We out.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.